like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Ah, Memorial Day. A day when our war heroes are honored by even the most liberal of media.
And from the man that brought you Spider-Man.
Spider-Man?
He's a genius.
Memorial Day again. I'm so glad it's Memorial Day again.
It's a Spider-Man song.
Yeah. Gas prices went up just in time for my long weekend. Guess I'll sit at home with my virtual reality helmet and pretend.
That's it.
That's it.
And now an oldie and then a newie from the Belcher.
Listen, we got some callers, and I want to bring you guys on the line. We have caller Rudy calling about speed limits. Rudy, you with us?
Hello.
Hello, Rudy. Come on.
Yeah. Hey, I'm listening for...
You got to turn your radio down. You got some radio in the background. You got to turn it down.
I'm sorry. Wait, hold on.
Turn the radio down. Every time somebody goes over the number...
I'm sorry about that.
No problem. Go ahead.
I didn't realize it. I've been listening for the entire show, and I really don't think that police enforcement of speeders, where if you have someone going down the road so fast, I like to watch the show... cops and those shows where they show the wildest police chases, and I really feel that the police chasing people down the roads are using their own deadly weapons. And have you ever listened to Buzz Bank? Buzz Burbank on the toilet.
Thanks. Anyway, so that's great. I agree with that wonderful caller there, Rudy. Mm-hmm. You know what? It's funny. He's a jerk, but he made a point. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he made a point.
Mm-hmm. And now here, Memorial Day weekend, a brand new one to the Reverend Al.
Oh, wow.
Second time, Reverend Al.
Yeah.
Roll it. Rolling tape now. Good music, good rejoiner music.
Keep it real. Keep it real. I'm your host, Reverend Al Sharpton. We're exhaling, we're letting it out. Whatever's on our minds, whatever's in our hearts. Let's go to Monte in Portland, Oregon.
Monte,
you're keeping it real. Monte.
Hello, Reverend. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
I'm listening to you on KBigBM AM in Portland, Oregon.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah, I've been listening to your show for many months now. And the reason I'm calling is to say that I really like your show. I really thought when I first tuned in it would be all about race, but it's not. You cover patriotism, the Immigration Act, and numerous topics that I honestly did not expect to hear on your show.
Really?
And I'm addicted.
Well, I guess that's a compliment. I'm glad.
Oh, it's definitely a compliment because, you know, you tune into political shows and you hear the One Note Charlies and the Screamers and everybody picks their one topic and they're so upset. But you're laid back, you discuss things intelligently, and I've especially become a big fan since you stuffed a spaghetti squash in your ass on the Don and Mike Show. whoopee!
Isn't that wonderful, Monty? See, I knew that if you stayed on long enough, your medicine would wear off and you would have an attack. But I hope they'll get you for the weekend, so you'll be sedate and you can have an honest and intelligent conversation with the rest of us for the weekend. Thank you.
He sounds like he's got a bit of a cold.
Don't never, ever trust fighting.
Now, one more time, we'll start our Memorial Day show.
Memorial Day. A day when our war heroes are honored by even the most liberal of media.
The Don and Mike Show. In my car, I'll
put your all right. Okay. He's an idiot.
I'm mocking you, dork.
Don't never, ever trust fighting.
That's right.
This show is going to be with all the presentations of
this guy, you know, this good lady, you know, I'm Julia Childs. I'm making those, my bananas, cut them up skinny, all like. And you know who else is here next to me? It's Franco May.
Hi, everybody.
He's mentally retarded.
Franco May. This show's about how to make bananas into small pieces for the jello.
You're goddamn genius.
What not?
You can call Don and Mike anytime. From anywhere in America, 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
I like weight.
Check yourself before you wreck yourself.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so good.
Woo, look out, look out.
You know.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Oh, my goodness, it's like a papa.
But what is the app?
Welcome back to the show.
Hello, friends. It's me, your old buddy Rob, and I first want to wish all of you a very happy Memorial Day. Now, as I'm sure you can tell, I am broadcasting live from outside our state-of-the-art CBS Rockville studios, and I'm sure you're wondering, why? Well, I'll tell you. I've served in many capacities on the Don and Mike show through the years. I've interned, I've entertained, I've informed. Twice I have been the producer, and twice I have been demoted. And currently, I've settled back into the air studio where I'm sure you hear my intoxicating laughter on a daily basis. But not today, friends. No, friends, today, I come to you from the fabulous out of doors. Perhaps you can hear the fabulous sunshine and the lovely weather. I know I sure can. And that's what's so great. Today, I can assume my favorite role that I play, that as the official ambassador of summertime. Yes, and I'm sure you're wondering, where are Don and Mike? Why am I talking? Why aren't they talking? But then, isn't that what summer's all about? Hot dogs and lemonade, a lazy dog under a shade tree, butterflies and lightning bugs, an ice cream cone, or maybe a popsicle for the kids. Sweet tea for mom, and how about a cold beer for dad? Yes, siree, summertime. And Memorial Day weekend, that's what kicks it off. And as the official emissary of these warm summer months, I know that we're all thinking the same pleasing thoughts. Like a trip to the beach, cotton candy at a quaint roadside carnival, or maybe taking in a baseball game under the soft, warm canopy that I call the nighttime sky. Stargazing, family reunions, or maybe a trip to the mountains to check out the majestic beauty of the greatest country on God's green earth. Yes, friends, Memorial Day. A time not only to look back and remember those who bravely walked before us, but also a time to look forward and think about all the great memories we haven't made yet. Yes, glorious memories of those backyard barbecues, afternoons at a sparkling swimming pool, and early morning swims in the neighborhood pond. And isn't that just summer and Memorial Day and good old-fashioned hard work and patriotism and loving and respecting your parents? Yes, sir, it's summertime and the living is easy. And that's why I'm standing out of doors on this beautiful day that simply is the starting gate for summertime. The kids are out of school. Dad sneaks out of work. Mom packs a picnic. Who doesn't love summer? And so you ask, where are Don and Mike? Well, I'll tell you this. Don and Mike love summer, too. And that's why we're bringing you this ever-so-brief proclamation. I, Rob Spiewak, the ambassador of summertime, do hereby proclaim that the Don and Mike show, the show that reaches the beaches and rules the pools, is going to do something a little special to kick off summertime 2007. As a special treat for all you good folks who are kind enough to invite us into your life, and if we haven't said it lately, it sure is nice to know so many nice people.
we are going to do something that I hope will become a tradition for many, many, many years to come. Because it's summertime, a time for sweet corn, juicy peaches, and stolen moments down at the old fishing hole. Am I right? Yeah, you bet I am. Yes, sir, a big moment and a highly anticipated moment in broadcast history. Stand by, folks, for some real solid American entertainment. The Don and Mike Show proudly presents two grown men, best buddies, solid citizens who love nothing more than to spend with you a little time. Yes, a little summer time. Let's go live to outside the front door of the Don and Mike World Broadcast Center as Don and Mike officially kick off summer with a little thing we call porch setting. And now, here are the guys.
Yeah, turn it on. Is it on? Yeah, it's on. I told them to write a little something.
When we do our porch setting, don't they have music? Even like the Andy music? Or?
Special though, Mike.
This is a different one?
Special Memorial Day.
Oh, so there's no music?
That's why Big Boy had his soliloquy there.
This is a special edition of Porch Setting.
Yep, kind of a curveball to the audience.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying?
I think it's appropriate. I think it's appropriate.
Most shows come out of the gate, I would think, with some high-energy piece of crap.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We got Rob out there delivering his high school graduation commencement address.
That was just, I enjoyed that, actually. That was a lot of good cliches in there. I mean, God.
Really? You know, looking at this.
Made summer sound so jive, didn't it?
Happy Memorial Day, asses. All you asses on the road, here's a question for you.
Be careful, don't fall.
I'm not leaving back. Who the frig leaves at 3 o'clock on Friday to go to the beach? Idiots. Saw plenty of them today. We figured 3 p.m. would be a good time to leave.
Yeah, but isn't it on Friday, isn't it normally noon? When they say, because, I mean, I saw when I was coming in, everybody going on 66 West, and it was the attitude is usually, what time do you think, Phil? Or how about noon? How about noon?
On getaway day, you know, you're moving up by 3 hours, but it doesn't mean that if you're supposed to leave at 3, you leave at noon, then if you leave at 3, it's okay.
Right.
Just imagine. I just saw a lot of people with a lot of little kids and, like, beach junk crammed into the back of the car.
Kind of. Heading out of town because we all leave at the same time, all come back at the same time.
But who leaves now? If you're in your car, if you're listening right now and you just left, you're freaking dope.
No, you know what? I was seriously talking to somebody the other day, though, about the fact that in the town I grew up in, it was, the aircraft, Pratt & Whitney aircraft, 3:30, that's it. And 3:30 on Friday, even on a holiday weekend, that's when people left. This stuff of, you know, people can leave on Thursday, they can leave on Friday, that's a new phenomenon. But we're here, and it's hot. Summer has begun.
I'll tell you what.
What?
I don't know. I'm just trying to be like we'd be in real life. You keep the broadcaster and you keep wanting to do a show.
Hey, you know, I'm a pro.
Look it up.
Your brother motivated me. Your brother motivated me.
Like a motorcycle. I'll pray for you on the way home. I swear to God, I will. Driving that on the highway.
Not the highway, the beltway. The beltway, dude.
I tore into my foot today.
Like Elvis?
No, athlete's foot. I mean, I haven't scratched for a long time. Started scratching today. Went all the way down to the pink skin.
Any blood?
Just a trace. Mainly dead skin. So I just digging away. Man, after not having picked up my athlete's foot for months, it was like after not having sex for a long time, it was really great. And I didn't go all the way. I didn't scratch both feet. I just scratched one little distinct area where it was just itching the hell out of me.
Which foot?
Right foot.
Right foot.
Right, the ball on my foot.
It's on the bottom?
On the ball.
It's not between the toes.
No, no, no. Right here. Like in the arch. Right there.
It's an unusual place for it. Normally people get it between the toes.
That's the spot. Right there. Boy, dug.
Between the toes.
Not the toes, boy. Toes, boy. So you got motivated by...
I did.
By my brother.
Well, you know, I think that before I did the ride to the wall, I wanted to...
Are you doing that this weekend?
Yeah, I wanted to put some miles on. I wanted to get a little, experience. Not that I don't have, I got over 3,000 miles on it, but I just wanted to get it. I hadn't ridden it at all.
Ridden it. Yeah, that green crap all over the cars.
Excuse me. Still sick.
I got home last night. This is absolutely true. My son, who's back, was going... I say my son, who's back, I'm doing the same thing as you. I'm talking like we're on the radio.
Hey, stop selling it, man.
I'll try to. I hate that car. I hate anybody with a boxy car like that.
What's wrong with that car?
How you guys doing?
Hey, a real car.
I saw you on 24. How you doing, Ahmed? Guilty. We just say that. Guilty.
That's just so funny. They come by and they grin, and then they're going to hear what we say about them 10 minutes later.
Terrorists.
I'll tell you something. After you ride that bike for a while, though, you got to do the pinch and curl.
What? On your twig? Your berries?
Berries.
Oh, your balls.
And my chocolate balls.
It's a gateway to summer. You know, the Jivis thing?
Glad you're using that word, because that is the word that it applies.
Jivis?
Just because we're so programmed.
Do you know the Jivis radio thing I ever heard on Memorial Day? It was back with Chris Core when he worked with that other guy.
Bill Trumbull?
Yeah, on WMAL.
Trumbull and Core.
They would set them up at a lemonade stand at the corner of Route 50 and 404.
Mm-hmm.
And they did their entire show out there, like counting cars. Hey, it's a beautiful day. It'll start the Memorial Day week. We're here as you drive by. Honk your horns, you dumbasses. If you've been an 18-mile backup today, turn and say you're listening to, Weather on the Sevens, you dumb morons still listening to AM radios. With apologies to all of our AM affiliates. Man. Band of choice for me.
Well, certain women can really pack it into those jeans.
You know what that is? That's Jordan Sparks in about 3 months.
That's Jordan Sparks if she loses weight.
You know that girl got way too much ass.
I'm talking about this one right here.
Way too much ass, not enough boobs. Oh, that one?
Yeah, well, I mean, just
hold on. Hold on. Hey. She's got a little bit of a belly.
But it's okay, isn't it?
Yeah. I do her before the other one.
I would too.
Wouldn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Look at that.
That is just packed in there.
Hoochie mama.
You love that. You gotta love that denim. Now that. Is a conversation we would have.
She's going out to get some Memorial Day ass. She's going out to ruin some guy's life this weekend. She really is. Let's go to a bar, find a guy.
Uh-oh. Rear ender coming up. What is that vehicle, anyway? Never seen that.
Lincoln? You know what I'm very guilty of? I got that that backup camera thing.
You almost sounded like Larry. Do you almost
It's because of the... I got the... Because, we're not using our DJ voices there, Mike.
Right.
I got that backup camera thing. A lot of people have that in their cars now. It's nice if I only got it in one car.
Mm-hmm.
Why get in the other car? A lot of times there's backup willy-nilly because I'm pretty sure I'm going to be able to see it.
And you tap something?
Well, no, I got my cat fast reflexes. I always catch myself before I run into that wall as I'm going 80 miles an hour in reverse because I'm pretty sure I'm going to be able to see it on the screen that doesn't show the picture because I'm not in the right car.
I felt like the Uber pussy when I came into the parking lot in that motorcycle. I tried to back it into the upper level parking spaces, like right up along this way.
Hey, how about, look at that guy on the scooter.
Where?
There he is.
I'll race him.
You could kick his ass.
I'll race him. But I was trying to back up into this the space where Buzz is. and I couldn't do it.
Why?
Because it was just I could the weight of the bike. I didn't have the right leverage.
Why didn't you just get off and
I could have done it that way, but I decided I wanted to point it front end out. It's the way the real bikers do it, baby.
So many red minivans. How do you discern which one is yours? If you own one.
So what you do, you just try to avoid them. Car of the idiot. Glad they're phasing them out. If that indeed was true. Charlie bus.
Oh, right. Mark Twain school bus. Okay, my brother. So last night, I get home, and the girlfriend's at the store. My kid's out. And I'm like going, hello. No one's there. I go out the back, and gained a lot of weight. Got his shirt off, back in the pool, got a beverage in his hand.
It's what you want to see when you get home.
Hey, dude, TV's broken.
There it is.
Great. Gotta get right on it. Gotta get right on it for ye. For ye.
I have my house to myself. All by my onesies.
Yeah, he pushed her out and she was sick.
I ate bad last night.
Why not? You're cheating. Eating is cheating.
I ate a double quarter pounder with cheese.
You whatever?
I did.
You know, there's a look that I wouldn't go for, Mike.
Couldn't finish the fourth one, though.
The guy that had the full-size football helmet in the back rear window of his car. I love football. Even I'm not doing that. I have faggot Green Bay Packers.
Well, where do you...
Look, hey, there's another one of those scooters.
No. Yep, that's another... That's more of a macho scooter.
Is that like a Vespa?
What was I going to ask you? Which is worse, the football helmet on the back of the car or the flags?
Oh, the flags are the sign of the idiot.
Mm-hmm.
At least the helmet guy has a little panache. Just misplaced. He has some artistic talent.
I want to go to the top of that building that's right across from our studio. I just want to go up there.
What, that condo thing?
Yeah, that circular building that they just built. I want to see what it is. I want to see what it's all about. I always wanted to go to the top of a building. I wish we had a hammock out here.
Had what?
I wish we had a hammock and some country time lemonade.
Need a light. You got a light?
I do not. I'm,
Hey, one of our minions got a light in there listening to this?
Matt the pole?
I wonder if I was in traffic, if I'd find this amusing, or if I'd be mad at these jackasses. Thanks, Pollock.
If I was Matt the Pole. I think I'd be delighted. Something different.
One of them big old ice cream trucks just went by from like yesterday. From yesteryear, one of the kind of now looks to me like a Dateline NBC, like trying to trick guys.
What, Mr. Softy type?
Yeah, one of those things. There was
did you have those where you grew up, the Mr. Softy, or did you have the Good Humor?
Good Humor all the way, baby.
And so did we.
And the classic Good Humor, the kind where the guy would open the little refrigerator door on the back of the truck.
Right. I think we have worm sign.
What?
We have a couple of worms that just pulled in here. I think someone's
security
about visiting.
Hey, where's our Pollock security guy?
They're just pouring out.
Get him out here. Keep our money fans away from us.
No. Nope.
Oh, look at that.
No, they're just
How self-absorbed are we?
We were. He was grinning at us.
You know what? It's possible, Mike, that they were grinning at their own conversation and not at us.
Well, now it's almost a certainty.
They turned and walked entirely the other way.
You know what? You know what? Seriously, we should be JC and Johnny Narcissista. We are the narcissists.
You're the king, and I was your queen. I didn't.
Initiated it. I mean, I initiated, but you weren't giving me any kind of argument.
No, they looked. I said grinning. Call for the Pollock.
He was grinning, looking directly at me.
He was just. Well, maybe he likes you.
No, he's grinning because we got headphones on and we're sitting on the sidewalk with microphones in our hands.
I guess.
96. What was it? Oh, God, what was the name of it? Club Jenna had, what did Club Jenna have on? Not, it's something like Not Your Average Porn Movie. That's what it was called. But you know what? Man, it just seems... I don't want to sound like this is the show, because this is, I would have this conversation with you normally. I'm very disappointed in the quality of the porn that they're offering on DirecTV. Because it's
serious, you got to go the DVD route, man.
No,
the buzz.
It's moving from, you know what it is now? It's really, how gross can we be? It's not a question of trying to be erotic anymore. It's how gross, and now I'm sitting here looking at you because this means a lot to me. It's how much of, and I'm going to pantomime for you,
yeah,
but it's how much of, what?
You love that. I thought you loved that.
I joke about that.
One girl with two guys?
No, three guys, four. And then at the end,
I tell you what, I like.
At the end, she wants to show everybody the evidence.
You're done by then, though.
But it's just.
You're done
depending
on
where you.
You're done after the first guy, right?
You're done depending.
If you love the, you mean you can.
No, you're done depending on where you come into the film.
No,
you know.
Well, hold on a second. I mean, can you watch any boner film and not when there's a moment of. Doesn't that immediately? I mean, like that's
no.
Boy, with me, yeah.
No.
Does that make me half a fag?
No, because it's always gotten to be.
That's why you guys
like they're pigs.
That's why you guys talk to.
I mean, I know they're pigs. We all know they're pigs, but you
the
know.
Best porno that I have is that DVD stuff I got from Buzz. Because it's exactly what I like, and there's like 8 million girls on each DVD, and he gave me like 8 DVDs. As far as I know, there are like 50 DVD girls that I've not even seen naked yet.
You know what I don't want to do? I get wiggy about having the DVDs in the house. I don't want to have to hide. I don't want to have the DVDs in the house.
Hide them.
I guess I could.
Who are you hiding them from? Your girlfriend or your kids?
Oh, my girlfriend would know I'd have them. I ride her truck. But on the DirecTV, my point is they're all now seeming like to be let's see how disgusting and how gross we can be. There's no eroticism at all.
No,
you know what I mean. There's no like real
one man's garbage, another man's four star dinner.
No, I mean you're absolutely right. I mean I'm probably alone with it. No, I'm not alone. But I mean it's just I'd like to see better looking women. And
I'm telling you, if you want that, get the real stuff from Buzz.
That, you know, Buzz does have the collection. He's got stuff.
Tell him on
his screensaver.
Come on, I told you what my fetish is. He knows I like that. And the chicks in that thing, like 4 out of 10 are skanks, but 6 are really hot chicks.
And at least with the DVD, you can go right to what you like.
Yeah, and you know what's good? If you stop it, and I watch my porn on my Xbox. So which somehow makes it just
that sounds somehow that sounds gross.
Well, my Xbox plays DVDs.
Wireless.
It does. So I got to use the Xbox controller when I'm gonna do that. But I know. Unlike other DVDs that I've had, maybe this happens universally. I don't know. On the Xbox, if I put porn in. I take the Madden game out, and I put porn in, and I watch the scene, and then, you know, Daddy's happy. And I immediately take it out of the machine, and I put Madden back in. The next time I go back and I put that, I take Madden out, and I put the porn thing back in, it goes right to the same spot.
Automatically on the machine?
Automatically. Goes right. It says, Daddy, this is where you were last time.
Okay. Well, I mean, I am similar in that I can watch the same particular scene if it's good. But I'm getting really fed up with plunking down. What is it? $15.95 now, $14.95, and
yeah,
then and then you can go to four different channels, and four different channels. You've got absolute pig whores, and it's not enjoyable to watch. And
plus,
that was my dilemma when I had my Chris Rock experience last night. You know, scream real loud, nobody can hear you. Very disappointing.
Yeah. Well. I don't watch as much porn because I'm sure it's a wear-off channel. We'll have sex like whenever I want to.
But the whole thing was I was alone last night.
I know. I'm not trying to cause no trouble for nobody.
No, I mean, that's fine.
I still do it. Come on, please. Just, hey, I wanted to this morning. You know when you just get an itch, you want to scratch it, like my foot? I think it's probably why I scratched my foot, because I didn't watch my porn today. There's too many goddamn people in my house. I definitely could not have sex with my girlfriend today, because she's too busy being the hostess with the mostest. Memorial Day.
Are you going to have every a full chateau relaxo?
No. Tomorrow's getaway day.
Oh, good.
Get away day.
I had to ride the hog this weekend. Had to do it. Too many people in town just got totally motivated.
Did you ever talk on the air about how you got Carla to go even though she was sick?
No, I don't think I did. She was in the ER on Wednesday night. I didn't talk about that. And I said, yeah, you're fine. You're going to travel. And she said, I don't think so. I said, I know so. And then the doctor came in, and she asked the doctor in the emergency room, said, am I okay to travel? The doctor said, where are you going? I said, Florida. I said, business or pleasure? And as soon as the doctor said that, I knew I was in the win column. Because as soon as the doctor said that, I knew the doctor was going to say, well, you can rest here or you can rest in Florida. And the look on my face was, see? And
she only has what you have, right?
She has it worse. She has it a lot worse.
But I mean, she got the same thing you have, though.
I would assume so. So that's why I was kind of being not my usual caring and compassionate self. Well, she did have a fever. And but when the doctor said that, I said, you know, because I've been under the weather all week, I was looking for a little Chateau Relaxo in my own, you know, my own filth. And I got it.
What is it?
But I tell you, that is, you know what? I guess that is the ultimate cheat for me. And
well,
that is what it really, maybe it's because I'm getting old or something, but you know what the cheat is for me now?
What?
I'm like, you know what my lover is? My lover is eating crap. I was just like, I was too lazy and too tired to, like, get as much, but if I could have, I would have just stuffed myself with it.
Your guma is Wendy.
It is. So true.
Wendy.
I'm already thinking about what I'm going to do tonight. I mean, you know,
Ronald McDonald.
I'm going to go to Tony's tonight and get the whole store again. It's pasta night. It's pasta night in my bed.
What did you say, in your bed?
In my bed. It's where all food is eaten. And then right before she gets home, I'll change the tablecloth, which happens to be what I'm sleeping on. I'm sleeping on my tablecloth.
How long you got alone?
She'll be coming back on Monday. A little humid. It's sticky. It is sticky, correct? You don't seem to be schwitzing at all. Is it sticky?
Cool as the other side of the pillow.
Are those new Revos?
No, they're not. I simply keep them in immaculate condition.
Like
all of my
Randall.
Possessions.
You sound like my buddy Randall, who I was golfing with today. Are you in fuego today? Oh, cramp.
We gotta.
I laughed.
I swear to God, if we're going to play Password, I was thinking the same thing.
I'll tell you, you know what would be good right here? A table? Mojitos.
That would be nice.
Yes, it would be nice.
Drinks would be nice. Sure, boy.
Two segments of Porch Set. No, not on that thing. I'm responsible.
Hey, happy Cinco de Mayo. Some lawn care professionals are driving by.
Oh, this is great.
Mm.
Isn't this great? I love it. Meanwhile, there's the boy. One of his arms getting
passed. What is it about me? Why am I this way?
What do you mean, what way?
Am I sitting here thinking, I gotta go out to dinner tonight.
With family?
Yeah, I mean, it's no problem. Going somewhere close. I don't mind getting out, really, I guess. I don't know.
I think it's the same. I think you're similar.
It's just like I can't use. I got an excuse every time. Anytime anybody wants to do anything, I always got an excuse. It's like Janet says, I want to go to the store. I want to return something. I go, no, we never return things on the weekend. It's too crowded. Then during the week, she'll say, you want to go return it? I say, no, I can't return it during the week. Mm-hmm. I don't have time to go during the week. I'm like tonight. I said, what is it with me? You know, I mean, I go home and have my brother there, be in my own house, have everything be cool. I'd still be like going, Jesus. And then I go out to dinner and I go, Jesus, it's just too many people.
You don't want to have the obligation.
It's not my brother. It's just everybody else. It's like my excuse tonight would be, I said, well, sure, we can go out. When it was posed to me, you want to go out to dinner? I said, and this was not with my brothers and my girlfriend. He said, you want to go out to dinner? I said, yeah, sure, except it'll be crowded as hell tonight. You know, Friday night, Memorial Day weekend. Good luck. And I know what she's thinking. And if she's thinking, this is just like every other excuse you give me about why we should never leave the house.
Did she express that to you?
No.
You know what I sounded like just then? I sounded like Dr. Melfi.
Oh, you know who I saw on TV today?
Hey, look, Rob, an orange condom.
Dr. Gabe Merkin.
Wow.
Who is Dr. Gabe Merkin and why
Dr.
do I know
Gabe,
him?
Because Dr. Gabe Merkin was...
Was he on WRC radio?
He was the Fen guy. Remember?
Oh, right. They were interviewing him on TV like he was an expert about something.
Well, I mean, I don't think he got totally busted for that Fen because he pulled off of it early enough where other guys got in trouble. But fruits, right? Vegetables, grains, and beans. I used to listen to him all the time.
Why is it you think that I don't like social situations? I like them when I get
into them. No, I didn't say that.
I like them when I get into them.
I said that what you do what I do, and that's why both our albums could be, both the novels could be PA, Pushing Away. Pushing away.
Except at the table.
You're much more social than I am.
Yeah, pushing away.
The two guys that pushed everybody away except their dinner plates.
The TV trays.
No, I don't, because it's...
Do you ever consider the fact that someday it could just be you and me and all we'd have is a TV?
Yeah.
If we push away everybody.
Yes. You're better at it than I am. You maintain relationships. You are a call every day, check on people every week.
Oh, that's easy.
I'm not like that. I don't even do that. I'm terrible. I push away everybody at work. I know this.
I feel better. Okay, thanks.
Well, I mean, really, you can be more of an a-hole than I am when you get angry, but you socially and inclusively, you bring people into the loop a lot more than I do. I just have that kind of quiet indifference. With, you know, not with anybody that's particularly important, my immediate family. I mean, it sucks, but it's the way I am. How's your spoiled sister doing? Wouldn't be able to tell you. Wouldn't be able to tell you. That would require a check. And that's not true. I should be. I'm not. I had a conversation 2 weeks ago. I had a nice conversation.
Undercover cop.
What's that?
Undercover cop.
Where?
Right there. That white car.
Oh.
You know, that's like where they're undercover, but they're so not undercover that they know that they're not undercover, that they know you know that they're not undercover.
Have you seen the undercover pickup trucks that they have in Virginia on 66?
No.
Bad.
I saw one.
Very bad.
I saw one in the state of Maryland. You know, they really threw somebody a wild card because it was a speed trap. But the car, the police car was like a Subaru or something. Mm-hmm. It was not an American-made car.
Right.
And I thought that violated some sort of like all-American rule that cops had to have American-made car. But then I remember that there's the cop cars in the Volvo cop cars.
Falls Church.
Yeah.
Falls Church.
Because it's like you go blowing by doing 75 and you see a Mazda van on the side of the road.
Yep.
You know, you don't think it's Joe Law.
Mm-hmm.
So way to go, Joe Law.
They're figuring it out, and they're going to be out there this weekend. Excuse me.
Mm.
Terribly sorry. Hi.
Yeah.
I can't hear Rob's microphone. I can't hear the cars when they go by.
He's not standing close enough to the road. There you go. See, he just put a little muscle into it. You know, his kids are coming by today.
Oh, goody.
And I believe the widow Spiewak is coming by.
Are they doing a getaway after? Oh,
no.
That's right. They are doing a getaway.
Yep, he's having Carrie institutionalized this weekend.
She doesn't know, though, yet, right? This is going to be a good one. It's where they say it's the beach trip. You know, the whole family going to Wally World. You know, I watched that last night, too. The original vacation.
Was it on the High Def channel?
Yeah, I don't know if it was on the High Def channel, but it did. It does.
It holds up?
It does not hold up.
Oh, you don't think so?
In my humble opinion, I
like it. I like when he eats the sandwich that the old lady went to the bathroom on.
Well, I caught it from the death of Aunt Edna, and the only scene that I watched was Christy Brinkley in The Fool, and it was because Chevy hasn't held up that I didn't like it. You know, I think Chevy now is more of an a-hole than anything else. When he was a god when he made that movie, he was still fresh off the Saturday Night Live.
I didn't finish watching The Office last night. It was a rerun, but that's one show that I even laugh at the jokes the second time on The Office.
Could you get anything where you could rig a television to be out like on your patio or your deck or anything like that? I mean, where do you decide to run a cable to do that?
TV's for inside, man.
I know you're particular know about those things.
Mike, I'm green. You know what I'm saying? I'm all about the environment.
I know.
I'm all about the environment.
Yeah. Stop by and visit me at the barn that I live in. The overpriced barn. Instant. I was talking to a realtor about it today, and I know a lot of people can relate to this. He was telling me that if you timed it when I bought my house, that bubble was absolute, fully inflated with hot methane ass gas. That is when I bought my home. I bought my home where if you walked up to the bubble and you blew on it, it would burst. That's when I signed the contract.
Like one of those big bubbles that you would get, one of those big blowy bubbles with the, you know, when you're kids, you're sticking, yep. You get the stick and you blow it, it makes the big, gigantic,
huge,
like a whammo bubble.
But it's so much, a whammo bubble like this, but then so fully inflated that it's got a nice sheen on it, and it looks like actually the face of somebody with plastic surgery.
Charlie Sheen.
And that's when I got it. Because I was asking
instead of pleating your cape.
Yeah, well, you know how lucky I've been. I said to him, so well, what do you think, a year or so for this housing thing? He said, 3 to 5.
Jesus. You want Harley Davidson boots?
Yes.
Do they not sell anything that doesn't have their logo on it?
Well, these are, you know, there's only one difference between, you don't want to wear like regular boots because most of them don't have a rubber sole.
And why would you just wear sneakers?
Yeah, because the pipes can burn your ankle if you rub up against it if you're wearing sneakers, but usually not. But these are really designed for, it's like having another set of tires.
Yep. Yeah, I'm smoky and I'm a hardcore biker.
Yep. I'm already thinking about that ride home. Don't hurt me.
Those poor saps waiting for a bus. God, I used to hate riding the bus. I would hate that. God, public transportation sucks ass. Really does. Hot day like today, you just want to get home. Just want to just get in your one-room shanty and turn on your little window air conditioning unit, but you got to get on a bus first. Ugh. Imagine when I lived in Chicago. Take the bus. Take the bus to work. Sure. Sure, I'm super jocked. That's what I'll do. Take the bus to work with every homeless vagrant that's gone to the bathroom in his pants in the last 10 minutes.
That's why when you were in Chicago,
get on the bus.
You were taking the bus, and every bus was the yellow line.
I wish public, Mike, it's my dream. Public transportation becomes a more consumer friendly part of our government.
Well, not around here.
No, I just feel bad for those people, those saps. They're standing in the hot weather. They have no idea that the bus that they're going to get on, even though it claims to be air-conditioned, is really like air-conditioning through someone's underpants.
Mm-hmm.
What can we do to... And
I'd rather hoof it.
And what's the deal with the guy like this, wearing like this Jack Bauer man purse?
Mm-hmm.
You know that little bag that he wore all season long?
Right to the end. Yeah. When he's coming out of the ocean, he still had his man purse.
So what do you think that boy's got in his bag?
School supplies.
Bag of tricks.
School supplies. Of course, in this day and age, you'd ask him and give him a hard time, and he'd pull out an AK-47, assemble it in front of you, and pull the trigger. Oh, yeah. Isn't this funny when you can look under the tree and just see Rob from the elbows down?
I knew he'd do it.
That's why I love you, Rob, because you're consistent. I knew we'd get a little show. And that was the minimal effort show, too. That was the, Rob, can we see a repeat of that incredible, stellar effort that you did?
I love it when he tap dances for us.
Can you do the Gleason?
There he is. He's like Yogi Bear out there dancing, doesn't
he? Oh, God.
Joe, hit the music. That's his report. Shit. Let's throw it back to Rob, and then we'll go back inside, everybody.
Thank you. We genuinely hope you enjoyed this summertime tradition, and we hope we get to do it many, many more times. A tradition in the making. That's what we call porch setting in this time of watermelon and juicy peaches, sweet corn and strawberries, hot dogs and lemonade. Two guys who really enjoy summertime and enjoy watching you enjoy summertime. It's Memorial Day, the gateway to summertime. And thanks for letting us fire our starter's pistol. It's porch setting on the Don and Mike Show. Pause.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
This Memorial Day weekend, Americans pay tribute to those who have given their lives in service to our nation. They have observed a moment of silence to honor a former dictator who threatened the world. We live in freedom because of young Americans who fought the arrival of a free and democratic Iraq with all the hateful power they could muster. We can expect the terrorists to continue bombing and killing, and so is the United States of America. Thank you for listening.
The Don and Mike Show.
Interesting. I was like backwards fog, right?
God damn it. The Don and Mike Show.
Are you passing notes in class? Or did you hold up a sign there, bud?
I held up a sign because I have breaking showbiz news.
Breaking news! All right, lay it on us, Buzz.
Rosie O'Donnell has done her last view. She won't be back.
I can't her big, fat, lesbian ass, as she puts it.
Decided to let her go 3 weeks early.
Well, she'd want to come back, and they didn't want her back.
That's pretty much
it. I mean, it was more her, probably, right?
No, actually, this was the network's announcement.
Okay, but don't you
think...
But she was making an awful lot of noise about the fact that she didn't want to come back on Monday.
Right.
Or Tuesday, rather.
Wasn't looking forward to it. Didn't know if the network would have her back.
Here's the deal. She asked for today off.
Right.
Because it's her wife's birthday.
Right. Okay.
So at the start of yesterday's show, Barbara Walters said, welcome to The View. Your Auntie Barbara's back. And
your Auntie Barbara.
She did say, and it was something
Auntie
like
Barbara.
That. It was something to the tune of Auntie Barbara.
I believe that's exactly right.
Is back, and there'll be peace in the kingdom. Mm-hmm. Rosie's off today. She did a whole big at the beginning of yesterday's View. We had the tape, and we just blew by it because we thought it was insignificant.
Another day. You know what's great is ABC does wait to release this till 4 o'clock on the Friday.
Yeah, it's almost like
a holiday weekend.
It's like a presidential administration.
Exactly.
Would wait to spin the news.
When we had all the tapes yesterday, we did have the tape of Barbara Walters saying the fight between her and Jugs Hasselbeck was not a rating stunt, and it was something that was real life.
I've watched it again and again and again. I'm fascinated by it. I really am. I'm fascinated by the whole dynamic that that Elizabeth Hasselbeck used to cower and cry when Rosie would pick on her, and now Elizabeth Hasselbeck has turned into this monster herself. And I don't know who you pick in that fight. I like Rosie's politics.
Hasselbeck.
I like Rosie's politics.
So do I. But look at her.
Yeah, but I can't stand listening to her.
I can't stand listening to either one of them.
They're both a pain in the ass.
They're both obnoxious.
They are obnoxious. They are totally obnoxious.
Someone should just bitch slap all the women on.
You're gonna laugh at me, but the one I love because I have from day number one. I love Joy Behar.
Oh yeah, she's good.
I think Joy Behar is fantastic on that show, and I really don't think she gets enough credit for it.
I'm sure that she doesn't make too much bread during the show in her ready bake oven.
But it's great television. It's great television, and I want to see that that moron be put in her place again. I really do.
Yeah.
Elizabeth Hasselbeck.
We'll see.
Well, really, let's be totally honest about it.
The reality show star.
The girl from Survivor, while her opinion is
you
as valid...
You do better than I do.
While her opinion is as valid as any other schmutz in America, let's face it, she's on that show because she was a piece of ass on Survivor.
Mm-hmm. Right.
She was a fill-in for the Chinese girl, mm-hmm. who was a fill-in for Debbie Manonopoulos, you know, just to get someone who at least is not done having their periods yet on that show. That is the purpose.
Well,
Elizabeth Hasselbeck serves.
I only hope one thing. Now, you can enlighten me as to which Hasselbeck she's married to. Is
Timothy.
He a...
Timothy, he's third string with the Giants.
He's third string.
Or second string.
So, yeah, but, you know, when she's, I mean, I saw her railing about, you know, everything that she, you know, the agenda, the same Rush Limbaugh agenda that she spews out each and every day. And, you know, one of the, I didn't just watch the Rosie fight, I watched on YouTube the entire Elizabeth Hasselbeck collection.
History, yeah.
And by the time I was done, I was just hoping that sometime during the season when he's on the road, he's just got the nastiest hookers in his room, you know, because she is just so high and mighty about everything. Her perfect little life to the quarterback.
But, you know, given if she plays that role, which is all they hired her to do, the problem is, really, with Rosie O'Donnell.
Did they hire her to do the... did they hire her to be the Christian Wright?
No, they hired her just as a piece of ass.
Yeah, that's who they hired. I thought that's when it first started, right?
It's kind of, I guess, her belief, you know, she's a big-time Republican. It would only come out on that show in small bits until Rosie O'Donnell got there, when Rosie O'Donnell wanted to turn it into an issue-oriented show and
made it a more interesting show.
And I'm not being an apologist for Hasselbeck. At some point she was saying the opposing point of view.
Yep.
And they've never figured out that show is best when it's four hens cackling about how men are such bastards.
Mm-hmm.
Every once in a while, sure. Go into the political arena.
Right.
Sure, boy. But goddamn Rosie O'Donnell, every single day on that show, and it's not that she would just come on and bitch about things, because I love bitching about things. Mm-hmm. But when I'm bitching to you about things, here's the difference. I'm not preaching to you saying, this guy's so wrong, and I've got the idea about how to take care of this. American Idol is bad for our kids. This guy is bad for our kids. This guy is bad for our kids. This guy is bad. This guy's a liar. This guy's an idiot. This guy's bad. This guy's bad. This guy's bad. This guy's bad. Don't say anything to me, Elizabeth, because I'm going to come up as a big fat lesbian. You know, I take the
and
side.
And Behar, on that particular fight that you're referencing, Behar was the one that set the table. She was the table setter on that.
Right, yeah. Yeah, she
had her little George Bush list.
She shares Rosie O'Donnell's politics and our politics.
Right, right, exactly.
But really, wasn't that show made, you know, not to make everything about menstruation?
No, it was supposed to be the women's view. The woman's view.
Right.
It was not supposed to be a political commentary.
Shouldn't they be having cooking segments?
I think they probably had them on that show.
Is Velcro right for you in the summer of 07?
Well, you know, the show will not be the same now, you know, because I don't know who you bring in there that could be the lightning rod. I mean, you know, that stuff, the thing is, you can't recreate that. And that's what these suits at the network don't realize.
Right.
You can't recreate that. That's the kind of stuff that happens. And it usually happens very quickly, and it's over before it starts. And now you'll go back to the mundane view with Kathy Griffin. And Elizabeth Hasselbeck will fade back into oblivion as well. You're not going to see Elizabeth Hasselbeck picked up by any of the Fox affiliates because she's so scary smart.
Right. She's going to go back to talking about, I don't know if I like Sweet and Low or Equal better.
Uh-huh.
I just can't decide, Joy. Which one is pink and which one is blue? That's what she's good for.
You know, and she does know how to wear the pregnant outfits, though.
Oh.
She does indeed.
Daddy likey.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, mommy.
Fantastic.
I'll become a Republican. Just take your top off.
She is.
Uh-huh.
She is dreamy. I mean, from that standpoint, I'm not a fan of her face. I'm really not a fan of her face because she's got that kind of pruned up, I'm uptight. It really does come through with her face. She's got a rocking body, though.
Yeah, but you ever think, have you ever got her loosened up?
That she'd really, really kind of like look sexy?
Like, do you remember her on Survivor?
Yeah.
Back when Survivor was good?
Mm-hmm.
She was a toned piece, a cute piece of ass who even looked beautiful.
She looked incredible out there when they all looked like they'd been passed by somebody.
Yeah, really. Like she was passed through someone's gastrointestinal tract.
She looked great. She wore great outfits.
Right.
Real, real hot. But after watching maybe three or four segments of her, and it was her getting upset about this and her getting upset about that, it's very, very frustrating for me. And I think that my prediction is that show will just, fade into the background now that we don't have the Rosie factor.
Well, you know, forget it. I'm tired of talking about it.
I mean, it is what it is. Who friggin' cares?
I mean, I watch it because I love TV.
Uh-huh. Were you saying to me the other day that you think, though,
I mean, it's no great loss to me. Somebody
was saying, Rosie O'Donnell, kind of paid her dues, stand-up comedian, doing all that stuff.
Right.
And you got Hasselbeck, who's been on Survivor.
That's it.
I mean, that's it. That's her body of work.
Mike, what can you say? You and I are here, and Rob's in the same room with us. You can make the exact same argument.
I wasn't on Survivor.
Rob wasn't on Survivor.
Exactly. Even worse than Hasselbeck.
Our body of work.
I'm sick of hearing about it. Screw it.
It's fun while it lasts.
Ladies TV. Put it on Lifetime. Get it off Channel 7. Get it off a real channel. Put it on a girl's channel. Put it on Oxygen or something.
And because Rosie has gone out like this, I think that will generate, if she does choose to do her own show, that will generate some significant interest for her show, whatever incarnation that takes.
I believe that ABC, locally here on ABC 7, ABC should cancel The View and immediately run reruns of The King of Queens.
Yes.
They're smart.
Now that's how you fill an hour.
Be fantastic.
Perfect daytime.
Or better yet, bring back the local show Panorama. I there's not enough really mid-morning local television.
That's true.
It's what Regis did.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Radio gods, how are you?
Hi there, what's up?
Let's go back to the child in all of us. Bring back Wonderama.
Wonderama, with Kid Toucher Bob McAllister.
Oh, that was bad. Hey, don't you think, though, that Rosie got canned for what she said? More than anything else.
She didn't get canned. I don't think she got canned, did she?
No, as it turns out, I'm reading further, and more is coming in now. She did ask the network to leave. The network did make the announcement that she was leaving 3 weeks early, and they said they regret that. But, yeah, she gave her notice to them. So.
Yeah, okay, it's her.
Okay.
She didn't get fired.
A win for her.
Her own power.
You what?
It's a win for her, then, I think. Because, like Mike said, she's going to be back and bigger than ever, figuratively and literally.
I disagree on that. I don't think that people are going to want to watch her up on a political agenda type show.
Well, is that the type of show she's going to do?
We don't know. Consider her first show was her whole fake, I'm not gay, I love Tom Cruise,
mm-hmm.
I love throwing those cushy balls into the stands show.
Mm-hmm.
Then she's reincarnated herself now as a very righteous stand-up lesbian who has all kinds of very strong issues.
Right.
She no longer wants to talk about how she loves the Mary Tyler Moore show or Mike
Douglas.
She wants to talk about the war in Iraq. Who wants to hear some fat pig talk about that?
Well, it depends.
That's
on
why I disagree. Yeah. Unless she makes a move back to getting towards entertaining rather than lecturing.
Well, you're talking about whether the show will be successful. I'm saying initially the interest in the show, whatever she does, will have some bearing on the way she's gone out, because she went out with all of the, she went out with being the most Googled video of the past 2 weeks. And I think when she comes back, people will be curious at least, but you're absolutely right. I think if she keeps it just, there are enough of those kind of shows, and I don't think they work in daytime television during the week. They don't work when you're going up against Regis and Kelly.
Yeah, well, I think Rosie O'Donnell's funny.
Yeah.
Why does she just do a show where she just comes out and talks about how she likes to eat all the time and watch TV.
You could probably send her an email to that. You ought to tell her exactly what kind of show you'd like to see.
She'd love suggestions.
She'd write. I bet she'd write you back. Tell her who you are.
She would.
Oh, sure. Hey, Rosie, big fan. Big fan since day one. No, I liked that show where she had that that swishy band leader.
Right,
John McDee and the McDLT.
Right. Remember, she did she did like a variety show.
She'd give the audience toys, and right? She'd shoot toys out into, like Nerf toys out into the audience.
And she did what I think is correct. She hid her sexuality. She hid her sexuality, and she hid all of her phobias and all of her opinions.
Yes.
And that's what I want to see out of my fat lesbians on TV.
That's a good show, Phobias. Oh, they made it. It's called Fear Factor.
Phobias.
Phobias.
Uh-huh.
Phobias.
Sounds ominous.
All right. Well, thank you for the update, Buzz.
You bet.
Here's one for you from the World Wide Web. Mike, you like I, well, you more than anybody. You love Sacramento, California.
I do. I've proven that time and time again.
It's one of our favorite affiliate cities.
Right.
And here we go on a website now from the city of Sacramento. This is almost too grand to be true. We'll have a link on our website. City of Sacramento Development Services. It's a contest they're having. The contest from the city of Sacramento.
Oh, is this the Make It Smell Better contest?
No. You're going to love it.
Okay.
It is a contest that ends on May 31st.
Oh, there's still time to enter.
Barely.
The grand prize is a $20 gift certificate to a coffee shop. I'll give them a plug. The Temple Coffee Shop on 10th Street in Sacramento.
Love their coffee there.
I love.
Listen to the title of the contest.
Okay.
Right? Sacramento in a word. Now, listen, please. What single word best defines Sacramento for you? What word describes the features and characteristics that make Sacramento so special? The characteristic needing most to be preserved. We want to hear from you about what that word is. Submit your entry by May 31st using the form below. The winner will get the aforementioned gift certificate.
Well, you see what they've done. They've even given the people a hint already.
Uh-huh.
I mean, am I the only one here that thinks this is simply too easy?
Well,
do you understand what they're doing? The tie-in? You have a coffee shop?
Yeah.
You have Sacramento?
Right.
Coffee? Sacramento?
Yeah.
The similarity? Stain.
Now,
Stain.
I'm filling it out right now, Mike.
Okay.
I've filled it out. I've already figured out that you don't have to put a real name and you don't have to put a valid email address in.
Thank very good.
Participate. I put name as John Ass.
Mm-hmm.
Email is kissit@ gomail.com.
Right.
And now, keeping in mind you can do as many foul and putrid ones off the air as
yes,
you'd like.
Yes, of course. You don't want to do that.
Can you come up with one off the top of your head? Sacramento in a word. Here are three examples they give.
Okay.
Delightful.
Uh-huh.
Mellow.
Right.
Detailed.
Mm-hmm.
What? Yeah, who would describe the city as detailed?
Detailed.
This is
Sacramento, California.
This is from cityofsacramento.org, and it's the Sacramento in a Word contest. Urge everybody out there to go to this website and enter this contest with as many words as you can think of.
Got my first word
to describe our favorite city. I'll pump it in right now. What is it?
Unenviable.
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 Big word.
Big one.
Sacramento. Unenviable.
They could put that on a bumper sticker.
They could.
Mm-hmm.
I want to give, you know,
I wasn't
I don't want to make the obvious smelly, stinky, you know, that type of thing.
I was thinking of something a little less specific.
All
okay.
Right, Bobby, hold on a second. Hold on. Ready?
We're going to do it again?
Yeah. Hit send. This time you're going to be, hold on.
Who am I
going
to be?
Jimmy Ass.
Oh, his brother.
Jimmy Ass.
We probably share an email box.
Jimmy Ass.
You're also a Kissin' and Go Mail. Okay, what's your entry?
Sacramento. Infected.
Infected.
Great.
You like
well
that?
Done, yes. Yeah, I like it because it balances mine out real well. I like that. I do. I like that a lot.
Thank you.
And true.
Thank you for your entry.
Thank you.
That's so good.
So we'll have a link on our website, DonandMikeWebsite.com.
Good.
Go as early as you possibly can.
Vote often.
And let's see if we can get that one word
right.
Slogan for Sacramento.
Get on the same note, Rob. Toxic could be used.
Detailed.
Also, right? Detailed.
Ass.
What a bad city.
Embittered.
Embittered.
Hello, Don.
Embittered.
Hello.
Hey there. I'm
there.
From Sacramento. I got one word for it. Methamphetamine.
Yeah, I... Hello, Don.
Embittered.
Hello.
Hey there. I'm
there.
From Sacramento. I got one word for it. Methamphetamine.
Yeah, can you use nouns? I think that's fine.
Why not?
Say nouns.
Doesn't have to be an adjective,
adjective
right?
Adjective,
okay,
no.
Sure.
Yeah, sure. But listen, go to the website.
Yeah, friend.
We could do this all day.
We could.
And you know they're going to now.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello. How about Blumkin for the word for Sacramento?
Are you calling from that area?
Huh?
Are you calling from there?
No, he's not. He's calling from here.
Okay. No, I used to live out there.
Oh. Uh-huh. Close enough.
Hey, hey.
All right, oh, bye-bye. Oh, oh. Sacramento's got to go. Hey, hey. Ho, ho.
Sacramento's got to go.
Hey, hey. Hey, hey. Ho, ho. The Kings aren't going to go. Hey, hey. Ho, ho.
The Kings are going to go.
All right, go to that website. Knock yourselves out. We got to do this. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
It's really easier to fight someone like Donald Trump, isn't it? Because he's obnoxious.
Well, I am obnoxious, so in that she's right, I must say. But, you know, Elizabeth is not a very smart person. She's one of the dumber people on television. On this one, I think Rosie should win, but Rosie's not much herself.
It's the BME Award-winning Don and Mike Show.
Bravo.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm here until 7.
Fantastic. If only the band, the original band, had had you.
Talking with my kid, stand by on that pixie there, Robbie.
Sure.
He's parked on the phone. Sure, boy.
Sure.
We're talking with my kid today who said, hey, Dad, do you know that the federal mint, the United States Mint, is making Silver Surfer quarters?
Right.
Because of the release of the Fantastic Four movie.
Right.
And I said to him, I really think our government is in incredible trouble, but I don't think that we would do that. Now, let me preface this by saying that when I came in today, the show prep that the guys helped put together, the lead story is the federal government is put 40,000 Silver Surfer quarters into circulation.
Oh.
The truth is, it's not the federal government that's done it. It's the Franklin Mint.
Oh, the Franklin Mint.
You know,
they're the private. They do stuff all the time. Don't they make plates too?
Yes, they do. yes, they do.
Well, but they pretty much do coins, commemorative coins that you can collect for collectors, right?
Now, are those coins usable? I mean, let's go to John, who now wants to correct this. Hi, Yanni.
Not correcting. Yes, it is being done by the Franklin Mint, but they are legal tender.
Ooh. Oh, okay, so they are legal tender.
Spendable.
Gotcha. Okay, all right, so.
Imagine you get a pretty weird look, though, if you try to pass that one. You know,
2 bits, 4 bits, 6 bits to peso. All for Zerto.
Stand up and peso. So it's not our government. It's the federal.
It's Franklin Mint.
The Franklin Mint.
Not the federal Mint.
But still, it's the Silver Surfer.
Federal Mint would be Susan B. Anthony. Franklin Mint would be
Dale Jr. or Dale Sr. on a plate.
Or a statue.
Or a symbol.
No, I was going to say
Franklin Mint.
Franklin Mint is Silver Surfer.
Yeah, and Federal Mint is...
And there it is. That's the picture. And Federal Mint would be Susan B. Anthony.
Right.
Although what's weird about that, if it like is, you know, tangible to go in like vending machines, isn't that like counterfeiting?
No, it's legal tender. John just said it. It's authorized. What it is it's a quarter, right?
I just pulled up a picture of it on the intro net for us to look at.
This is the back side of it with the Silver Surfer on the front.
It's really got... It's got...
The front looks just like a regular quarter. I'll find you both sides.
I had this discussion with my son before the show today, and I was incredulous as well, thinking, you couldn't walk into a store with a coin that had the Silver Surfer on it, and at that point, we didn't know if it was legal tender or not.
Oh, either. See, there it is. The first side's a regular quarter.
Front okay.
Back, yeah. So it's just the back side that's
right.
Got...
It almost looks like an inset. I don't know how they do it, but
actually,
there it is.
Actually, called the obverse and the reverse. Those are the two sides of a coin.
Look at him step away like he just won something on a game show.
Did you see him give the head shake?
Yeah.
He gave him...
I think he wanted credit.
Head shake.
I'm smarter than the average bear.
I think the Franklin Mint has done that many times. They've come out with legal tender that has some particular theme to it.
I never knew all those times. And generally you see that on the back of Parade magazine.
Sure, right. Is it Parade magazine?
On Sunday, I never knew that, like, if you're a fan of Richard Petty, that the Richard Petty silver dollars were
actually legal tender.
I think there are many things the Franklin Mint creates also that are not legal tender,
mm-hmm.
that are commemorative medallions right. and commemorative coins, that type of thing.
So you're saying I could not take my Dale Sr. medallion
and
put it into a Coca-Cola machine and get a beverage?
Dale Sr., if it's got if it's got old George Washington on the other side, I think that's legal tender, but I'm not sure.
What also they do sometimes is take proof coins from the government and paint on them or put like a picture... Like somehow laser it in, and I've seen that as well.
Okay,
that would be legal.
Almost looks like an inset if you look at it closely. You look at the edges of it.
Yeah, and if you like that sort of thing, it's probably a collectible.
He looks a little like James Carville.
I guess there'd be about 4,000, maybe more. But
40,000.
40,000 out there.
40,000 circulate. It says then convince the U.S. Mint to allow them to circulate 40,000 modified quarters.
Yeah.
All right, so you can get the silver surfer on a quarter.
It's got to be approved though.
Right.
Sure.
Right.
I mean, really, it should be Spider-Man or, or Superman or Batman.
Sure. It should be famous figures in American history.
Well, they are, Mike.
We don't know them.
It's got to be one of our top-tier superheroes,
right.
though.
Starting you know, if you went back, you go back as far as the Roman Empire, and you see that the famous leaders of the Roman Empire are commemorated in coins, and you see these coins, and then... When the aliens come down here thousands of years from now and they dig up our time capsule and our era, we will say, Silver Surfer, who was that? It was a comic book.
Yeah.
What was a comic book? Mm-hmm. It was little cartoons that people read and they'll realize what we were all about.
That's why we should say graphic novel instead of comic book. It'll make us look better.
If anyone finds one, please, please save it for Alan Linewand. He just called and wants it very badly.
It fell on the ground.
On the telephone now is a lovable pixie.
Oh, isn't that wonderful?
Now, let's say hello to, what's this lady's name?
Jeannie.
Jeannie. Hey, Jeannie the pixie?
Call her pixie.
Hey, pixie.
Is it Jean or Jeannie Rogers?
I've never been called my real name. I write on my checks, but nobody ever calls me it.
She wants to be referred to as Pixie, Mike.
You want to be called Pixie?
Well, for 58 years I've been called Pixie, so I guess it's my name.
Pixie you shall be.
Pixie, here's why we have Pixie on the show today, just to say hello to her. She's a lady who lives, do you live in the state of Maine?
Yes, I do.
And
whereabouts in Maine, Pixie?
About 45 minutes north of Bangor.
North of Bangor, okay, yep. Up out in the sticks, huh?
Listen to how unlucky she is.
Well, I grew up in Connecticut, so compared to Connecticut, this is the sticks.
She has twice been struck by lightning. She's fallen off a cruise ship. She's had a bat stuck in her hair. She's fallen in a manhole.
Wow.
She was nearly strangled. And she pantsed Mr. Rogers.
Wow.
I don't know how that makes you unlucky. I think that makes you lucky. The last one.
I've never said I'm unlucky. I'm just, it makes me, and then when I start to figure, that's just the tip of the iceberg.
Well, what else has happened to you?
You've had a lot of bad things happen.
What else, Dixon?
But I'm lucky that I'm still here to talk to you guys, you know. But it does make you realize how tentative life is, and that, you know, one minute you can be here. And
how were you nearly strangled, Pixie?
By my husband.
Oh, yeah.
He told me he had to kill me, and he did try to kill me, broke a lot of stuff and the TV and windows and whatever. And when he did, I thought I did die. And then, just in case I wasn't sure, I found a note to my mother saying, apologizing to her for killing me. He broke all my veins up to my cheeks and all the way down to my chest.
Oh, my God.
So I had a black neck and top of my shoulder for over a month.
Is he the same one? Wait, hold on, Vicky. Slow down. Is he the same one that shot at you?
No. Luckily, he was next to me. Otherwise, I would have thought maybe he did. But
What about when you fell off a cruise ship?
I told him I'm going on a cruise, but I fell off a big four-story, like a ferry boat. You've heard of Martin's Vineyard. There's Martin's Vineyard in Nantucket.
Oh, Jesus. That's like a heavy-duty ship.
Yeah, but it's not as high. Now, if I go on this cruise ship pretty soon and fall off of it,
no.
I will make the next.
You know what? If you want to call it, that's fine. Because, I mean, how the hell did you fall off the Nantucket Ferry?
We're going to Martha's Vineyard.
You're going to the vineyard. All right.
I had a life preserver, and this way you could see me in the picture with a life preserver. And she just said, just get up a little closer to the railing. And when I did, over I went because, of course, it's sticky and wet. And I know how to swim, so I swam away from the wake of the ship so I wouldn't get caught up in, you know, in the rudders, whatever. And I'm in it, and I have the life preserver, and it's daylight. But after the ship I no longer see, I'm thinking, she's my friend. Didn't she tell anybody? Well, meanwhile, because it's sticky and wet on the ship, she went around going to get help and slipped and knocked herself out. She kept on saying, Pixie. Well, what's a Pixie? Pixie, 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 Pixie.
So your friend, like, was in such a panic that she knocked herself out. She hit her head on something.
Yes, and
she couldn't. And she couldn't tell anybody that you were in the water?
And then when they found her parents, and then they went to look for Pixie, Pixie, of course, was off the ship.
I like it when Pixie talks about herself in third person.
Pixie, what about when you were mugged?
I was doing an errand for the pensioners in Hartford, and they stole my pocketbook, and they slashed up my neck. And when he went to steal my bracelet, I guess I remember saying sorry, and I've always worn rings, and I just hit him really hard, and I knocked the son of a gun out. And the other two guys dropped my bag thinking I was going to hurt them, which is so funny. Now it's funny. It wasn't funny for a long time.
What about when you had the bat stuck in your hair, ma'am?
You can't tell by the picture, but my hair used to be really curly. And it was like 4 to 6 inches off my head. So
looks curly in the picture, though.
Yeah, but not like it used to be. I've never lost a barrette. The other day I couldn't find my glasses. I had 4 pair on my head.
You had 4 pair of glasses on your head?
Yes, and I went to bed with them. Yeah. And I couldn't find them. They were on top of my head, and I had no idea they were there. I'm going,
Pixie.
That's not lucky.
So I've never lost a barrette. Sometimes I've come out of my house. The wind has taken me.
Did you ever have a bat?
Yes, a baby bat. I asked the vet, and he said because it was a baby. Babies are much more, I don't know, more inquisitive, and they're not so scared. So I was delivering Avon with my son, and I felt it swooping. And if I had stray hair, it would have never gotten caught. But of course, I have this new baby hair. You know, years ago, I look like an afro, a white afro.
It really got caught in your hair.
And the more it tried to get out, the more it got gnarled. And so I kept going to houses. And of course, it was during the summer, during school time. And nobody was, the guys were at work. And not one woman would help me. And every time I bought the third house, I realized it was a bat because my son, who was like 4, said, funny bird. I didn't know what a funny bird. Plus, I was trying to put my, you know, scratching my scalp.
Pixie, tell us about the manhole that you fell into.
A manhole is in here in Maine, and I will drive over a manhole, but I will not walk over one because they're old and they crumble. I probably could have sued the town, but I didn't get badly hurt. But I will walk around and over. I will not walk over
manhole. Tell us about what happened.
How did you fall into one?
Just walking along.
And what happened?
I fell halfway in because they crumble after a while. Look at all the trucks and vehicles that go over them. And after a while, they don't, you know, that they made rounds so they cannot fall in. But, you know, they get old and they crumble. And
so it disintegrated beneath your feet.
Yes. And not because I'm that heavy, but because things just, so I do not, now I'll drive over one, but I will not walk. And if somebody said walk on one or walk a mile, I'll walk a mile.
Pixie, do you consider yourself to be lucky or unlucky?
The other day, for the most part, I think I'm lucky. But then when I start to see all the stuff I've done, I'm wondering a little bit.
Okay, have you told the story about how you got hit by lightning?
Well, I got hit
twice,
that's right.
And when I got hit, my mother was a really nice lady. She's not around anymore. But when I told her, she goes, my mother's been hit. She saw my father getting hit. My aunts have been hit. My uncle's been hit. And I always thought I was the most. But my Uncle Todd is 87, and he's been hit 3 times. So when I told my mother, she was not nice, but she was like, oh, well, are you okay? You know, and I said, yeah, I'm worse for wear. But she was not, like, shocked. And when I got bursitis a couple times, she was really much more concerned.
Well, we're up on a traffic report and our Doppler weather for the holiday weekend. So we have to say thank you very much to Pixie.
What a wonderful lady you are, Pixie.
So I just tell people just don't stand next to me. But other than that, I don't think I'm dangerous.
Wow. Yeah. Thanks for joining us.
It must be a very slow news week when people are calling me up to wondering why I'm still alive.
Well, we're glad you're still alive.
Oh, Pixie. Thank you very much. Have a good weekend. Bye-bye. I like what the bird did to the president yesterday. So.
That's right. You know, we never talked about that. You're right, Pixie. He pooped on the president.
Yes, and I've been pooped on.
got a lot of years because birds like me. They make my hair into nests. And I've had a bat and a baby owl and I guess some kind of barn swallow. But I never heard that it was for good luck.
Wow, barn
swallow. Is that really true?
How about that? Should that all be goddamn?
Is that
Bye, Pixie.
Bye. Have a good, happy Memorial Day. Weekend.
Happy Memorial Day.
Bye.
Pixie.
Bye-bye.
You know, I watched that live, and I never thought about it again. He did get pooped on yesterday.
Yeah.
That was he got a bird dropping?
Yeah. Wow. Mm, I'd like some pixie dust.
Yeah.
Ooh, pixie. Pixie sticks.
Pixie sticks. Oh, man.
All right, there she is.
Yeah. Lovely lucky. Pixie in her bird's nest.
Hello there. Don and Mike Show. What's up?
And who is the butt munch that said those quarters are going to be legal tender?
Who is the who?
The butt munch. Who said that the quarters will be legal tender?
The butt munch would be our producer, John.
Okay, and the Franklin Mint makes coins that are legal tender on a little French island that has about four of that. How stupid can you be?
Well, I have actually gotten permission from the United States Mint to allow 40,000 of the coins into circulation into the United States currency system.
Anybody can strike a coin and call it legal tender, but it's only legal tender.
Hold on, why are you ignoring what I just said?
Because you think it's legal tender in the United States.
No, no, they have allowed 40,000 of them to be used as currency, which is legal tender.
And oh no, the United States has not allowed anything.
F you. Hey, you know what that spells? I mean, you want a spell word that we're down to N-O, no. I don't have a dog in this race. I don't know why you're so uptight about this. I simply pointed out, my kid mentioned they're going to put the Silver Surfer on a quarter. I'm like you. I didn't believe it. Turns out, it's not the Federal Mint. It's the Franklin Mint. I believe these people that say it's legal tender.
But not in the United States. Just like a peso is legal tender.
John, come in and yell at the guy.
Buzz has the story, too. Come on, Buzz. What's going on with it?
Just exactly what we said. They are being circulated.
Well, someone's got to have the balls to yell at this guy. I don't have the facts, so I can't yell at him.
What makes this guy qualified?
John, why don't you? You're back there just throwing your arms in the air. Why don't you just talk to the guy?
Sir, you're an idiot. Go on the internet. Wait a minute. Hold on a second.
Hold on now.
You said your piece. Let me say mine.
Listen to John. Okay.
I'm reporting what all the internet says. It says it is legal tender. It is done by the Franklin Mint in association.
John, I got to jump in for 1 second. When you qualify it by saying...
It's on the internet.
Yeah. I line up with... Not that I'm on this guy's side, but it weakens your argument because right away you're coming into the qualifier saying...
I saw that little like blue writing that you had on that buzz where it said 40,000. Was it 40,000 coins?
That's what it said. Yeah, I'm still looking for more information.
John, what I read was...
Do you believe that it's legal tender?
Yes, I do.
All right, well then just go at it from that standpoint. Have at it with him.
It is the Franklin Mint in association with the United States Mint. They're
take some tips from Elizabeth Hasselbeck.
40,000 of these things in circulation. They'll start showing up today. I don't know what else to tell you. You don't believe me, but you're wrong.
They're out there.
There you go. That's how you handle it. Thank you, John.
The truth is out there.
Well, are you satisfied?
I'm satisfied that he's wrong.
What makes you think he's wrong?
What
makes you qualified? Buzz had a question that you have not answered. Wait a minute. Buzz answered. Hold it. Buzz, wait a minute. Wait. You're really good at yelling, but answer a question. No, hold on a second. Shut up. Let me ask you a question, and you answer it.
Yeah.
Buzz asked you twice, and I'm going to ask you a third time.
Right.
What makes you qualified?
There are only three places in the United States.
You're not answering the question.
Sir, what makes you qualified to tell us if it's legal or not?
I used to collect coins.
You used to collect coins.
Big deal. I collected comic books.
Bye!
Get out of here.
I wonder if it's hard to collect coins with your fingers up your nose.
Answer me these questions, three.
There are only three places in the United States.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
That fellow's half right and half wrong.
Yeah?
I have a coin home at Statue of Liberty. Yeah.
Oh, bless you. Bless you.
I am allergic to this segment.
Goodbye.
I don't give a rat's ass.
Bye.
Stop this. Let's just move this on. It's Memorial Day, for God's sake. Jesus Christ.
Talking about hot dogs.
It's a coin, for God's sakes. John, come strong to the microphone. You look like a pussy when you stand up. the last thing that I read on the internet.
Come on, tell the guy he's a douchebag.
He is. I
got right through it.
I was trying to be... speak to him in something he would listen to as opposed to just screaming at him. I was wrong.
Guy like that, you gotta scream.
Yeah, apparently so.
Great. Look at Rosie and Elizabeth. Once again, I hold those two wonderful, misunderstood gals up for an example for all of us.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don, Mike.
Yes, hi.
I'm calling you from the basement of the science.
The basement of the science? I'm sure you said building, but it just got cut off.
Okay, well, what happened was there's a website you go to for the coins.
Wait a minute.
I see.
Wait, here it is. Hold on. Here it is. It was just handed to me.
Yeah.
It says here, the Franklin Mint can be authorized by the United States government to release any coin that they deem fit.
There you go.
As legal tender, signed George W. Bush.
Can't argue with that.
All right?
Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
What are you doing? Daddy calling?
Wouldn't be a holiday. Stop it, Douglas.
Wouldn't be a holiday.
Stop it, Douglas.
I just remember when that was your old DJ name.
What?
Franklin Mint.
Franklin Mint.
Listen, let's get the Memorial Day off to the firecracker Jim Dandy start that we know it can be.
Yeah.
Yippee! Let's...
Stars.
Oh, goody!
Yay!
Now, we've told Ron specifically, no clunkers today.
Oh, boy, that's good. He's hot today. I think he's gonna deliver today.
Because he delivered, I think, through his opening for the porch setting.
He really, really did. That made me laugh out loud.
So we're going to do some match game here. If you want to play match game with me and Mike and Buzz, we need 4 callers.
4 callers.
Huh? 4 callers, 877-365.
4 callers.
877-365-3636. The prize is somewhere between my brain and my mouth.
Very good.
John, can we go $200? $100 with a chance to double in super final match.
There you go. Okay, that Rob loves his rules.
he
promises that it won't be all the... There won't be like a Sonny Jurgensen wooden tooth.
No, Sonny's first time ever.
Gonna miss them.
First time ever, no Sonny Jurgensen question.
Right,
no Sam Huff question.
That's good. Nothing about his teeth.
Beautiful.
Wooden teeth.
If you want to play match game, 877-365-3636. And you'll win $100 or $200 all in silver surfer quarters.
Yes, legal tender in Mexico, as we finally established.
From Girl Scout mints.
Mm-hmm.
Ben mints.
From Junior mints.
Oh, I love Junior mints.
Yeah, right.
Mmm.
Sure.
Chocolate and mint.
Sure, boy.
In a small size, that's why they're Junior.
Jerry, they're very refreshing.
Yeah. So Kramer.
Always, they'd like it when he threw it into the chest cavity.
Kramer throws it in, and the guy... Was that the guy on Seinfeld? Was that the guy who was so fat and didn't like Elaine there? And she didn't like him because he was fat, and then he lost the weight? And is that the episode where they, Junior Mint in there, boy?
I'm not quite sure. I don't remember. I always liked Seinfeld, always liked watching it, always enjoyed the shows, never remembered all the specific characters. New Newman loved him, great, great actor.
Elaine liked the fat guy.
Yeah.
Then he's too fat for her.
Not Putty.
No, a fat guy. And then he goes to the hospital, and he's having the surgery. And then Kramer loses the candy in there, and then the guy gets fat again.
Yeah, a Junior Mint.
Elaine don't like him anymore.
Well, later on, Kramer hung around with Mickey the Dwarf.
I'm totally lost. I don't know what you're talking about.
Acting classes, remember?
Yeah, Seinfeld, sure. All the episodes.
Yeah.
All great. Yes.
Committed to memory.
Very good, very exciting. Happy Memorial Day.
Hit by lightning.
Hit by lightning. Twice.
Strangled.
Mugged.
Fell off a boat.
Fell through a manhole cover.
That and a hair.
Strangled.
We'll be right back with the magic thing.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
This is what it's all about.
All right, everybody plays here now. The grade school principal said, this school is so tough. The second graders don't carve their initials into the desks. They carve their initials into the blank.
Okay, then. Let's see what the tool contestant said.
What they said.
The grade school principal said this school is so tough. The second graders don't carve their initials into the desks. They carve their initials into the blank.
Into the teacher.
Into the teacher.
teacher.
Into the teacher.
Right.
That's a good answer.
You want to see if the celebrity matches?
Yeah, and I guess the one of the celebrities will match.
Looking for a teacher, Brett.
This may be a match. Poor unfortunate teacher.
Poor unfortunate teacher is a match.
Brett Plugman.
Say no more.
Yeah.
That's all you need to say.
Hello, Charles. Hi, a teacher.
There he
is. Charles Nelson Reilly.
Loopy. Drunk on white wine.
Teacher. Dawson. Let's hear Dawson.
Dawson's Creek.
Richard Dawson's Creek.
There we go. Author, teacher.
Teacher.
Dawson.
And is there one more celebrity? Let's hear one more celebrity on this. Is there one more on this
No,
one?
That's it.
Oh, well, there you go.
The Don and Mike Show.
That's how you play the match game, everybody.
Uh-oh, Tongo!
Is everybody happy now?
Is everybody happy?
Memorial Day. A day when our war heroes are honored by even the most liberal of media.
Just make it.
All right, okay. Hey, Chuba. Hi there.
Come and lick the dot of Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah, Memorial Day. You want that one again, Mike?
We haven't had that. I like that, and so does Fixit.
And happy Memorial Day. Not Willie Nelson.
Memorial Day again. I'm so glad it's Memorial Day again. Gas prices went up just in time for my long weekend. Guess I'll sit at home with my virtual reality helmet and pretend.
That's it. All right, having said all that and showed you how the game was played on TV, let's play it right now. And here's the announcement thing.
Get ready to match the stars. It's Match Game 2007.
Right.
With the stars, Don Geronimo.
Hi, everybody.
Mike O'Mara.
Oh.
Michael J. Elston.
Hi, players.
Joe Ardinger. And your host, Rob Spiewak.
Hello, stars.
Hey. Turn down Joe's microphone.
How are you doing,
Joe's microphone wasn't on, and Joe was not able to say hello to everybody. Hello,
that's a
Joe.
Good move.
Hi, Joe.
Hello, Joe.
Oh, he's on guest. He's on guest.
Oh, he's on guest. I see. Hi there, Joe.
Hello.
I liked it better the other way.
He's using his British accent.
I think you should use your British accent for the entire game, Joe.
All right, then.
Like Richard Dawson.
Yes.
Yes, my lovely.
We have two contestants. Let's start with... Connor from the 916.
All right.
Beautiful. Sacramento. Uh-huh. Here is Scott. Hi, Scott.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Very well. Thank you for listening. And here's our other contestant. Robbie, he's from D.C.
Oh,
and
cool.
His name is Joe. Hi, Joe.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're doing great. Thank you for listening. Robbie, tell us about the game.
All right. Well, since we've already met our panel, we know our contestants. Remember, we will be reading a clues, and Joe and Scott will be your job to try and match our panel. Are you ready to play?
Which one?
Yay!
Which one's from Stain Cremento?
Scott Cremento. Don't speak unless spoken to, Scott. All righty then. Scott, remember how we flipped a coin backstage and you lost?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so you'll go second. So we'll start with you, Joe. Joe?
Right.
Pick A or B.
Let's go A.
A. Yeah. All right, Joe, don't answer until we ask you.
All right.
Good luck to Danica Patrick, the only female to race in the Indy 500 this year. It's easy to spot her. She has the only car with a gear shift shaped like a blank.
I'm in.
You like the racing there, Joe?
Not really.
Me neither.
I'm not
a big fan.
Turn fast, what is it, drive fast, turn left, right?
Oh, wrong button. Buzz is in.
I'm in.
Panel is coming in.
Are you in there, Joey?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes, panel is right.
We're ready, Rob.
All right, Joe, good luck to Danica Patrick, the only female to race in the Indy 500 this year. You can always spot her. Her car has a gear shift shaped like a blank. What say you, Joe?
Like a dildo.
Like a dildo.
All right. With that in mind, Don, do you have Danica's love piece?
No, Rob. I was keeping with some...
And color.
Not a match. I'm
not
sorry.
A match.
Sorry, Joe.
How about you, Mike?
Yep. I said it's shaped like a vagina.
Oh, and a good picture.
Thank you.
If you look real quick, that looks like a martini glass.
Yeah, it's a martini glass shaped like a vagina.
How about you, Joe? Hardinger.
Can we say this word this week?
You can, but you have to say it in a British accent.
A penis.
No match. Who could dump that with a British accent? How about you, Buzz?
I had a guy's thing.
Oh, not a match.
Not a match.
Joe, you played lousy.
Sorry, Joe.
Scott, this is your chance to move ahead, okay?
Okay.
All right. David Hasselhoff, the aforementioned David Hasselhoff, will be back on TV this summer in a brand new show that is tailored just to him. Don't miss it. It's called America's Got Blank.
Liquor.
Hey.
Oh, sorry.
What do we do? All right, that's his answer. Everybody, I'm not sure, had their own answer. Just write down your answer.
All right.
I have an answer. Do you have an answer?
I didn't hear what he said.
All right, well, he could still match. And knowing that he's from Sacramento, he probably will. Hit with the lucky stick. There should be.
Now, guys, remember, don't cheat here. Write down what you're... If you're going to write down what he said and you happen to hear it, go ahead. I mean, are you in mind?
Be honest.
All right.
Yeah.
Buzz? Scott?
I'm in.
I'm in. Scott, remember when we said don't answer until we ask you to?
Yes.
Yeah, that was great, wasn't it?
Hold on. Yeah, it was.
Still waiting on Mike?
I'm in.
Are you punched in? Okay.
All right.
Here you go, Robbie.
Scott, you can answer again, but not yet. David Hasselhoff will be back on TV this summer in a brand new show that's tailored just to his talents. It's called America's Got Blank. Scott, what are you going to say?
It's a big surprise, but I'm going to say liquor.
America's Got Liquor. It's funny the second time, too. Don?
No, Rob.
Do you have David Hasselhoff's liquor?
No, I said it's America's Got Vomit.
Oh, God. I'd like to watch that show. How about you, Mike?
I didn't think that was very funny.
You didn't like that?
I have obvious jokes all around, but
sure.
I think America's got a love of fun.
Not a match. Joe Ardinger.
I said a hamburger.
America's got a hamburger.
Hamburger.
Because what we got him for.
Well, he was eating it in the video.
Oh, with a hamburger, mate.
Cheeseburger, but yeah.
How about you, Buzz?
My first thought, alcohol. America's got alcohol.
Yeah, it's a match.
That's a match.
Amazingly, Scott, you're in the lead.
All right, hold on there, Scott. Let's go back to Joe.
No, actually, Scott goes first.
Oh, Scott's in the lead.
All right, Scott, pick A or B.
A.
A. Next month, the great Bob Barker is retiring after 50 years on television. Way to go, Bob. From now on, the only price he has to worry about is the price of blank.
I'm in.
Don't answer, Scott. All right?
I won't.
Thank you. You watch The Price is Right?
Yeah, I love it.
It's an excellent program. Lots of flashing colors. You like that, don't you?
I like the plywood.
Do you want me to read again, Joe? All right, I'm going to read again, Scott. Don't answer. Next month, the great Bob Barker is retiring after 50 years on television. From now on, the only price he has to worry about is the price of blank.
I'm in, Mike.
I'm in.
Don is in. Mike is in. Buzz, you in?
Yep, I'm in.
Joe?
Waiting on Joe Dawson.
Oh, we're still waiting on Joe. I gave him a premature ding. I thought he had indicated it.
You're in?
Queued up.
Okay, good.
His light is on.
The panel is right. Scott, Bob Barker is retiring, and from now on, the only price he has to worry about is the price of blank. What do you say?
Depends.
The price of depends.
Good answer.
That's a good answer.
Pretty clever.
That's good. Don, do you have Bob Barker's diaper?
No, I said Bob Barker has to worry about the price of cremation.
Oh, no. Not a match.
Also a good answer.
Also good. How about you, Mike?
So the only price he has to worry about is the price of a casket.
Oh.
Thank you, Joe.
Joe's having a good time.
Joe really liked that.
Joe, if you can catch your breath, what's your answer?
I said depends.
Oh,
there you go.
Scott takes a charging lead. How about you, Buzz?
I said the only thing he has to worry about is the price of Metamucil.
Oh, yeah.
Metamucil.
There you go. No match. Okay, you need to get two to get caught up, okay?
All right, let's do this.
Okay, and you were left with number B. Letter B, I guess I should say.
You just said number B.
I know. And the other one's my favorite.
Quat not. Number BM.
Letter B. All right, everybody loves...
I guess the question is, why do you have to be such a hump?
Comes from breeding. Everyone loves Memorial Day at Buzz Burbank's house.
Oh, yeah.
We'll all be there. Uh-huh. The annual barbecue has hot dogs, potato salad, and don't forget, Buzz puts a little blank in every hamburger.
Mmm.
Oh. Don't answer yet, Joe.
I'm in.
No, Joe Ardinger can answer. But
I'm in.
All right. Everybody loves Memorial Day at Buzz Burbank's house. It's same time this year, right, Buzz?
Yes, it is.
8 a.m. Uh-huh. The annual barbecue has hot dogs, potato salad, and don't forget, Buzz puts a little blank in every hamburger. Joe is in.
Okay. I'm in.
Don is in.
I'm in. Oh, yeah.
I'm in.
Of course, Buzz is in. It's his question.
I'm throwing a party.
All right. Joe. Memorial Day. The Elston House. Hmm. A little blank in every hamburger. What do you say?
I'll say Buzz's Love Juice.
I love juice. Don't you? V8?
I have.
Stop again. What do you say, Don?
This would be a match, I believe. His love DNA.
Hey, that's a match. Wow. Good job. Match. Well played. Wow.
It's a match because I wanted to say the word, but I don't think we can say that word. No.
How about you, Mike?
I had. He puts a lot of sticky bud.
Oh, God. I love it. There's a picture of him, too.
What does that mean?
Mike loves drawing pictures along the way.
Joe likes my pictures more than anybody, so I make an extra effort.
That's frameable. What do you say, Joe?
I said weed.
Weed,
Rob.
Not a match. And here we go to the chef himself. His chance, really, to tie the game. How about you, Buzz?
See you at 420. I said weed.
Oh,
weed.
No, all right, Scott, you can seal the deal here because you are still ahead 2-1. A or B, please.
I'll go with A again.
A. Yeah.
Scott.
Yeah. All right, Scott, listen carefully. Rosie O'Donnell has been butting heads with Elizabeth Hasselbeck of late. Have you seen this?
Yes.
It's wild, isn't it? Wild.
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 But it looks like Elizabeth will have the last laugh. She secretly hid Rosie's blank from her.
Oh, I'm so in, I don't even have to.
The think music didn't even start before Don was in. Rosie O'Donnell's secret blank. Don't answer yet, Scott. Rosie O'Donnell has been butting heads, and this is really of the moment because Rosie just announced she won't be back.
Right.
Rosie O'Donnell has been butting heads with Elizabeth Hasselbeck, but it looks like Elizabeth,
I'm in.
Last. She secretly hid Rosie's blank from her. Pamela's right, Scott.
I'm in.
What do you say?
My answer?
Yes. Yes, go ahead, if you're ready.
Dildo.
Again?
Her dildo again.
Okay, well, all right. Don, do you have that particular apparatus, Rosie's apparatus?
No, what was it? The setup again is what?
Rosie O'Donnell's been fighting with Elizabeth Hasselbeck, and it looks like Elizabeth will have the last laugh because she secretly hid Rosie's blank from her.
Suppository.
Oh.
Suppositories.
No match. But that will come back to haunt her. How about you, Mike?
I said she secretly hid Rosie's ass donut.
No match.
And again, Picasso O'Mara.
Drawing the pictures.
A little bit on the abstract avant-garde
side. Definitely the abstract on that
like
one.
For the,
that is ought to go on the website. Man.
Museum of Modern Art.
You know, if you turn that better. Sideways, it looks like the number 30. How about you, Joe?
Well, I don't know if we can say this again.
Don't, but just know that it's a match.
It's a match.
Attaboy.
It's a match. Yeah.
Attaboy. How about you, Buzz?
I would never mess with her food. I said, don't make Rosie's food. Don't steal Rosie's food. Hasselbeck took Rosie's food. That's what I'm saying.
Not a match.
All right, not a match.
All right, Joe, here's where you stand. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, here's the deal. You have one. He has three. You need 2 to tie, 3 to win. Think you can
all
do
right.
it?
Here we go.
Here we go. Don Imus has had a lot of time on his hands since he was fired. Now all he does is sit around his ranch and count his blank.
I'm in.
I don't know if it's a match or not. Don Imus has a lot of time on his hands since he was fired. All he does now is sit around his ranch, the Imus Ranch. Isn't that what it's called?
You know, no, I'm laughing at my answers.
Yeah.
I think I'm rocking at this game today. Your setups are beautiful.
Thank you, man.
They're so much better than the Sonny Jurgens and crap.
Well, you told me this morning make them funny. I didn't know that was the directive up until now.
Are you in, Mike?
No, I'm not in.
Now all Imus does is sit around his Imus ranch and count his blanks.
I'm in.
Don't answer yet.
I'm in.
Panel is right?
Oh, I'm in.
Joe, you're in?
Yeah.
All right. Joe. Don Imus sitting around his ranch counting his blank. What do you say?
I'll say his kids with cancer.
His kids with cancer.
Funny answer.
Wow.
That is a great answer.
Wow.
You know, that takes the wind out of your sails. You got what you think is a funny answer.
Of it.
Not to me. I hate cancer.
I
Don, do you have cancerous children?
No, I said that.
Will you answer as Imus?
He's
sitting around his ranch,
right.
And counting his
slaves.
Oh no, not a match. Not a match.
I don't know.
Slaves.
Bernard.
I said he's sitting around his ranch counting his boogers.
No. Great picture. That is really terrific. How about you, Joe?
Can I say that?
Yeah, go ahead.
Joe, every time you ask, can I say
he's
that?
Counting his nappy-headed hose.
All right.
Not a match.
I think you're kind of looking for that one, right, Robin?
Yeah, perhaps. And how about you, Buzz Burbank?
Sunflower seeds. He's counting his sunflower seeds.
Oh. Well, here's the good news, folks. That's the end of the game, and we'll be seeing Scott again in round 3.
Yay. All right, so that means Scott from Sacramento.
Stick around, Pally.
Hold on.
Get crap.
Hold on a second. And for Joe from D.C. We have a Huey Lewis tickets for
we
him?
Do. You see Huey Lewis and Wolf Trap. Check the box office for your own ticket.
Enjoy Huey Lewis, and I'm sure we've got other stuff back there. In the prize closet. Thank you, Joe.
Right. Thanks, good.
Thanks. Have a great weekend, my friend, and be safe. Good first round, Rob.
Thank you very much.
Very good.
But we need two new contestants for round two.
Oh, boy. Two brand new contestants for round two?
So keep digit dialing.
The whole tray?
Yes, please.
I always like looking at my answers.
Going back.
It's a way to just see how good the round was. You know, when your answers are cremation, suppository, slaves, and his love DNA.
I'd like to play the Soul Train Scramble where you could turn that into a story.
I forgot Vomit.
Oh, never, Vomit was there.
Never forget Vomit, Don.
Pretty good. Pretty good.
Hey, what happened to the music?
That music just kind of ends, doesn't it?
Hey, what's happening there?
We've never gone that far before. So congratulations to Scott and Joe. Scott, we'll see you again. Joe, don't let the door hit you on the ass, and we'll be back to play round two.
Two more players right after this.
Pause!
This is the Don and Mike Show.
All right, let's get back to the bumper-to-bumper fun of Match Game 07.
I am having a great time.
Here we go. We're off and running.
Off and running.
King Kong playing. Said...
Anybody got a huge toothpick? I've got a blank stuck between my teeth.
Oh, man.
So what does the lady say?
Right. The lady says...
I would say a Faye Ray?
Yeah.
A blonde.
A person. Yeah. A part of her body.
Vagine.
Her vagine.
King Kong said, hey, anybody got a huge toothpick? I got a blank stuck between my teeth.
Don't boo. A banana.
A banana.
Simon.
Brent, what do you think?
Racist.
Oh, he did.
I said he had a arm.
He had a arm.
A arm.
Number B.
Boo.
Charles.
He was in a movie.
Yes.
So he had a movie star stuck in his tooth.
Movie star?
Hey, Ray could have gotten stuck before.
I would imagine Charles Elson Reilly.
Stupid corn. From Richard.
Thank you, Gene. I said person.
A person.
A what?
They had to be drinking.
None
before
of them
this
could
show.
Legally drive home.
Hey, I swear to God. A person.
I'm on my second beer. Stop it now. Simply cow teeth.
Yeah.
The Don and Mike Show.
Wow, that Joe thing is loud.
I'm on my second beer. Stop it now.
We're lucky enough to have British Joe as one of our panelists here on Match Game 07.
Yeah. Buck.
Ready now.
Buck Ardinger.
Second round, let's meet our contestants from Wichita, Kansas.
Ah.
Here's Jay. Hi there, Jay.
Hello, stars.
Hi, Jay.
Also
joining us.
MEC from Joe's microphone. That's good. Yeah. Thank you. Joining us from Brian, where is area code 509? I don't know one off the top of my head.
That would be Spokane, Washington.
Spokane.
All right, so Brian and Jay.
And Spokane and Jay of Wichita, let's play. And good luck, fellas.
Jay, do you remember who won the coin toss? Jay?
Hello? Jay, are you there?
Jay.
Hello?
Jay?
Hmm. Hold on. Jay?
Where's
Jay? Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, it's
me.
Got it. Do you remember who won the coin toss?
Yes, Rob, I won.
Right, you are. Very good. I need you to pick A or B.
A, please.
A!
Please.
Regis Philbin is having a great time as he broadcasts live from New Orleans. Have you seen it, Jay?
I have seen it all weekend.
It's wild. Isn't it wild?
Wild.
Last night he was down on Bourbon Street wearing a Mardi Gras mask. Unfortunately, he was also wearing a blank. Don't answer yet, Jay. Regis Philbin is having a great time as he broadcasts live from New Orleans. Last night he was down on Bourbon Street wearing a Mardi Gras mask.
In.
Unfortunately, he was also wearing a blank. Joe and Don are in.
I'm
Mike,
in.
Buzz is in.
I'm in.
Mike is drawing.
What do you do with an elderly woman?
Regis and your hungover partner, Kelly. Regis is having a great time in New Orleans. He was wearing a Mardi Gras mask and also wearing a blank. What do you say, Jay?
Male and it depends.
Again with those?
Depends again.
Depends.
Again with depends. All right. That's the answer of the day, apparently. We hope they're a sponsor. That would be great. Mm-hmm. Don, do you have Regis Philbin's bladder-controlled garment?
I'm so close, Rob.
Well, let's see if it matches.
I said he was... No, it won't be a match. He was walking down the street with a full catheter.
Oh, not a match.
That's a good one. I like that.
Down on Bourbon Street. If I had a nickel, Mike.
I said that he was walking down Bourbon Street with a bra.
Oh, no.
Yeah that's a terrible
not
picture.
A match. Not a good picture, Mike. I thought
I'm
it was
sorry.
Gentlemen.
Yeah, sorry about that, Joe. Joe likes my
How about you, Buck?
I said he was walking down with a thong.
Thong, no match.
Thong, no.
Thong in his heart.
I just matched Joe. I said thong.
Hey, no match.
Thong.
Brian, this is a great chance for you to move ahead.
Brian?
Yes, sir.
You must be very excited.
Very.
Good. Here we go. Have you heard, Brian, about
hey, I'm buddy. Doing my morning show at night.
About the...
I thought he stopped.
Thank you, Kyla.
Douglas. Have you heard about the 60-year-old New Jersey woman who just gave birth to twins?
I did.
Yeah, she's very excited because all three of them will soon be able to share her blank. Don't answer yet, Brian.
Would you read that one again?
Absolutely. The 60-year-old New Jersey woman who just gave birth to twins. She's 60 years old. She's very excited because all three of them will soon be able to share her blank. The panel busily writing
I'm
down.
I'm in.
Very good. I shouldn't read over Joe's shoulder. Buzz is in.
Mike, you in?
What is it? I was doing my drawing.
Okay. New Jersey woman is excited about her twins. She's 60, and pretty soon all three of them will be able to share her blank. So you draw before you answer?
Yes.
Wow.
I'm in.
A look inside the comedy
mind.
You know why? He's more interested in the fact that Joe howls like a mental patient at his drawing.
That's not true.
Joe is a great audience. Oh, yes, it is.
No, it's not.
You're working on your drawing right now for him.
Not done.
You are, Mike. You are.
Sweet Buck Arden.
Your answer has the candy shell.
You know. All right, Brian.
You know.
60-year-old New Jersey woman who just gave birth to twins. She's excited because all three of them will soon be able to share her blank. What do you say?
Her saggy old boobs.
Don, do you have saggy old boobs or any variation thereon?
Well, I got to ask the judges.
All right, let's ask the judges.
That they would be sharing her sour soy breast milk.
Judges say...
I'd say yeah.
Yeah, I think
yeah.
so.
That's a match.
That's a match, that's Brian. A match. Well played. Mike, what do you have?
I said teeth.
That's a match. Yes, a very
now, that is a rendering of the actual birth, is it not?
Yeah, absolutely.
And remember,
that looks like something that John Hinckley would have drawn underneath a picture of Jodie Foster.
What you need to do is go to MikeO'Mara.com and see all of his drawings.
All my drawings. I think we should take those pictures and auction them off on the Make-A-Wish site.
Yeah, great idea.
How about you, Joe Arthur?
I said placenta.
Ooh, you.
Good answer, though, British Joe. Thank you, Don.
How about you, Buzz?
I said they'd all be sharing diapers.
Oh, yeah.
Diapers.
Oh, Matt. Brian, the score is 2-0. You lead, Jay. So, Brian, I need you to pick A or B.
Hey.
Hey, Brian.
We eagerly await, as a nation, we eagerly await the premiere of National Bingo Night, the first time that bingo will be televised. Advertisers expect huge ratings from the blank demographic.
I'm in.
Brian, have you seen the ads for National Bingo Night?
I have not.
I believe it's on ABC, the American Broadcasting Company, and what it is, it's bingo on television.
Okay.
The first time that bingo will be televised, advertisers expect huge ratings from the blank demographic.
I'm in.
Don is in.
I'm in.
Joe and Buzz are in, waiting on Mike's photograph.
I'm in.
Okay, oh, very good.
I was in at the beginning.
I'm sorry, I did not hear you. Brian, National Bingo Night will bring huge numbers to the blank demographic. What do you say?
I'm going to say females 20 to 25.
That's a demographic.
Okay. Good
Now, Brian, I'll let you know something that works in your favor.
Yes.
We'll give you 2 years on either side of that, okay?
Very good.
Very good. Don, do you have the female demographic?
No, I was trying to play. I said the mongoloid demographic.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Mongoloid 25 to 54.
Right. Mike.
I went with a specific demographic. I went with the chocolate pie demographic.
Not a bad show. I went with Hold it. Who on the panel is talking?
Yeah, right. That's Brian.
Brian, don't do that.
Sorry.
You should be. Joe.
Have Tourette's.
No, you see, and you're still talking. Clam up. Joe.
I said the Charlie.
Charlie demographic. Charlie with a Y. No match. And look who's in the audience. Uh-huh. It's the Crickets.
They were here for Buzz before.
How about you, Buzz?
I said it's for the developmentally challenged demographic.
Hey, there it is.
Not a match.
I match you, though, Buzz.
What was your answer again, Brian? Females, 25-54?
Something like that.
That's a panic, brother.
Sorry.
What not? If it's human waste, save some for me.
All right, Jay, your chance to charge out in front. Ready?
I'm ready.
Good. You breathe with your mouth open?
No, sometimes.
Good for you. Congratulations, Dick Cheney.
Kiss the contestants. Love them up like Richard Dawson did.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Not a Dawson show. It's a Rayburn show. Congratulations, Dick Cheney. His lesbian daughter just gave birth to his first grandson. The vice president is thrilled and says that his grandson will be a wonderful source of blank. You a father? You a father, Jay?
Oh, no, certainly not.
No, but you have a grandfather.
I have one, yes.
Good for you. Probably two. Congratulations, Dick Cheney. His lesbian daughter just gave birth to his first grandson.
I'm in.
The vice president is thrilled and says that his grandson will probably be a wonderful source of blank. Don is in.
Man.
I'm in.
All right. Oh, panel is right. Excellent. Congratulations, Dick Cheney, Jay.
Like you can't have a blank card.
I guess you can. I just wing it. I'm winging it.
Okay. Good.
Just like Keith Richards was saying. Wing it. Wing it, Dom.
Dick Cheney says that the new grandson will be a wonderful source of blank. What do you say?
A wonderful source of target practice.
Target practice. All right. Very good, because he has a gun thing going on. Don, do you have target practice?
No, I said that they said the new grandson would be... What was
the grandson of Dick Cheney will be a wonderful source of
troops to go to Iraq.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry,
I got political like Rose.
Right on, man.
Yeah, Mike with a blank card.
I said it would be a wonderful source of relish.
Oh, yeah, that kind of relish.
You mean like man's love.
Cheney goes at the top that I couldn't read. That was for everybody here.
I see that.
Cheney goes for that.
I don't know.
Maybe. How about you, Joe?
I'm out of cards.
I said urine-soaked diapers.
They're a good source for that, but not a match. And Buzz Burbank.
Look at this. I said target practice.
Oh, there you go.
Hey.
There's a match.
There's a match for you, Brian. Or
I'm out of blank cards.
Use the other side, Mike.
I don't want to. I got new ones.
Yay.
I got new ones that I can draw on.
All right, Brian, you got to pick A or B. This is the last round here from this game.
Brian.
Brian?
Brian.
Yes.
Brian.
A or B, please.
Now you can talk.
Okay.
A or B?
Pardon me?
Would you like A
Not
or B?
Not a real
B?
Good guy about following instructions, Brian.
A.
Oh. See how the panel, you know what happened there, Brian? You lost the panel.
Mm-hmm. No, we're here with you.
Yeah.
We're rooting for you.
Well, it lost the host. All right.
Thanks, guys.
Here we go. A. Question A.
A. Question
A. Number A. Joe Ardinger loves the environment. Am I right?
Right.
Are you right?
Yeah. He's taking his whole house and he's going green. Joe is going to do away with electricity and power his entire house with blank.
Okay.
Don't answer yet, Brian, but are you familiar with Joe Ardinger?
Yes.
Yeah, he works on the program, allegedly, and he does a great British accent. Match Joe and you'll get it right because it's his house. I'm sorry?
It's a great accent.
It is a great accent and a great act.
He's doing away with...
Doing away with electricity, uh-huh. And he's going to power his entire house with blank. I know that Joe's in.
I'm in.
All right, panel is right. Brian, your chance to seal the deal. Joe Ardinger does away with electricity and powers his entire house with...
The obvious choice would be weed.
Weed! Mm-hmm. Weed for Joe! Mm-hmm. Don, do you have Joe's sticky grass?
No, I said Joe would power his house with stupidity.
Oh, not a match. Not a match.
He knows how to harness it.
He does! Oh, Mike, are you carrying?
No, I think he's going to harness his whole house with the beer power.
Oh, yeah. Good picture. Not a match. Joe, what is the ultimate, the right answer?
That's what I look like when I'm emailing.
I said Miller Lite. Yeah, that matches Mike.
Second beer.
Mike's holding up these pictures at me like, you know, this would be great if we're going to fight Pictionary.
That maybe we should.
Good for the radio.
How about you, Buzz?
I have beer.
Beer. All right. Now, you have one, Jay. That means one will tie it and two will win it.
All right, Jay.
Are you excited?
I am primed and ready.
Then let's get it. Get her done.
This is the other guy, right? Jay.
This is Jay.
Okay. All right, Jay.
Which is Buzz's middle name.
Jay.
Jaggers. All right, here we go. American Idol has finished up for the year. I'm sure you're aware of this, which means Randy can go back to producing hot songs, Simon can go back to England, and Paula can go back to blank.
I'm in.
Jay, do you watch The American Idol?
I'm in.
I'm every episode.
Attaboy. It's a fine show.
And you know.
American Idol is finished up for the year, which means Randy can go back to producing hot songs, Simon can go back to England, and Paula can go back to blank. Don't answer yet, Jay. I see that Joe is in.
I'm in. I'm in.
Don is in.
I'm in.
Mike is in, and Buzz
I'm
also in.
Yeah.
Again, just to let you know what you're up against here, Jay. One will tie it, two will win it. American Idol has finished up for the year, which means Randy can go back to producing hot songs, Simon can go back to England, and Paula can go back to blank. What do you say?
My answer is rehab.
Goes back to rehab. Good answer. Very good answer.
Vanilla answer.
Joe, I'm sorry, Don, do you have rehab?
No, I said she would go back to making yeast.
Oh, yeah. The best.
She likes baking bread.
Simply the best.
I love bread.
Not
Paula's,
a mess.
Paula's yeast.
That's making yeast.
Try it with hummus.
That's a warm oven.
And once again, seems like I always do. Mike, I have to ask you about rehab.
Yeah, rehab. No, I said Paul will go back to whoring.
Oh. Oh. Nice. I like those pictures. That's very nice. We'll see her down in Culver City. How about you, Virginia?
I said, slurring her words.
Not a match. Your last chance to tie. What say you, Buzz?
Looky here. I said rehab.
Oh, rehab.
Yes.
So it's a tie.
It's a tie.
I need a coin so we can flip a coin and have a winner.
Yeah, I got one right here.
All right, very good. Flip it in the air, Jay.
Jay, heads or tails?
What is it?
I threw it.
Heads or tails, Jay?
Silver Surfer, tails.
I'm sorry, it's heads.
Oh, Brian wins.
Oh.
Yes.
I would have gone the other way, but Brian, congratulations.
Thank you.
We'll have another segment of you following instructions.
Okay.
Wait.
Look at it again.
This is heads, right?
Yes.
Or is it tails?
No, the other one is heads.
Oh, it's tails. I'm sorry.
Oh, that means Brian loses and Jay is going to round three.
Yeah, sorry about that.
But weep no more, Brian, because we have a lovely parting gift for you.
Excellent.
That we'll discuss at a later date.
We'll get back to you.
I don't. Hold on a second. So now it's going to be Jay against Scott.
Jay versus Scott.
Jay versus Scott.
Scott.
Exciting.
Sorry, I had trouble reading my coin. Sorry about that, Rob. I apologize.
One is the obverse, one is the reverse.
Yeah, we learned that earlier in the show.
All right, so in the next round, final match, not big money super match. Huh? Final match will be Jay versus Scott.
But it's all going to end in the next break, right?
I hope so.
Yeah.
Maybe it'll go so well that you'll want to go further.
Yeah, I don't think so.
We shall see.
I don't think so. Maybe we should have stopped after the first segment.
No, that was good.
Yeah.
I like that.
Pick it was a pair.
You want to pick a pair?
I think the next segment's going to be even better. Yeah.
I like it to build. And hi to Pixie.
Happy Memorial Day.
You've already checked out, haven't you, mentally?
Yeah.
Yeah, I
absolutely.
Know. You know, I love that. At least you're honest about
it. Yes, absolutely.
You're just drawing pictures to make Joe laugh at
No,
this point.
I look at my answers so far. If you did a little recap here. Uh-huh. I had whoring, beer,
a blank card.
And relish.
One he couldn't say.
That was my blank card. I had, men's relish.
I think my favorite moment in Ground 2 was when Mike said he was in, but he hadn't written anything on his card
but
yet.
But you like chocolate pie, didn't you? Chocolate pie demographic? Come on, I'm doing the work.
Again, it's not the chocolate pie, it's the picture.
Yeah, but I mean, but chocolate pie was funny, too.
Yeah.
Two levels happening here.
That's right.
He's bloody well right.
That's right.
Can't argue with that.
I don't know, funny Joe. You do.
He does.
Hi, Joe.
Hi, Joe.
I may not know if those pictures are funny, but I know that accent is funny.
That's right.
That is a killer British accent.
You bet your ass it is.
Thank you.
Oh, now look, Mike is whipping up something for you right now.
Drawing something for Joe.
This must be a go-to-commercial picture.
Let's see what it is.
I'll bet this one. You know something? You're the only one that's going to see this, huh?
Only Joe?
Yeah.
I've been cracking him up like he's just seen the latest Jim Carrey flick.
I won't look.
It worked.
You laughed.
You must share it.
Huh?
Now that he's you got to share it.
Yeah. It's pretty sophisticated.
Right. It's very sophisticated.
It's an oven, you know.
That's right.
Did I mention I'm 47 years old?
Yeah.
Very good.
Blimey.
I'm 47 years old.
Looking at Mike's picture reminds me. If you're going to drop the kids off at the school over this Memorial Day weekend.
At the pool.
I went to the school.
Oh,
you know what I meant.
I know exactly what you meant.
Drop the kids off at the pool.
Oh, man. Dropping a lot of kids off.
Sure.
Oh, next year.
Those kids look hot.
Give them a snack. Give them a Baby Ruth or something.
A little Baby Ruth in the pool will be fine.
All right, Robbie, I tell you what. Let's just whittle this thing down and get this done in the next break.
Very cool. We can do that.
Okay. That's good deal.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Get ready to match the stars. Charles Nelson Reilly. Brett Somers. Richard Dawson. As we play the star-studded Big Money Match Game 73.
For 2007.
And here's the host of Match Game 73, Gene Rivers.
I like weight.
Gene Rayburn.
Not that Gene. You like this, Joe? Huh?
Yeah. Talk to you, mate.
He's just down there clapping his hands. Now he looks like one of those wind-up monkeys that have the symbols.
Uh-huh.
In
you know,
their
I
hands.
Used to think he was easily amused, but today I've begun to appreciate his sophisticated sense of humor.
Oh, yeah.
I agree.
He likes your sophisticated stick figures.
Tongo!
Tongo!
Like a backwards brain fart. The Don and Mike Show.
All right, let's get this thing done here, Robbie.
Yeah. Hey, Joey.
Let's see.
Check yourself before you wreck yourself.
All right, we have Scott and Jay.
Right, and we flipped the coin. Jay, who won?
Hold on. I'm going to activate the old telephone line.
There you go.
We flipped the coin backstage. Jay, do you remember who won?
Hi, stars. I once again won the toss.
Isn't that amazing?
That's
how he wins
incredible.
Every time.
Yeah.
That streak of luck must end someday, but I need you to start off by picking A or B.
A, gentlemen.
A. And here is your clue. There is a small possibility that Mike O'Mara has a drinking problem.
What?
Ever so small. But last time he had a physical, the doctor told him his blood type was blank.
Oh.
I'm in. Jay, don't answer yet.
I'm in.
There's a small possibility that panelists... And Mike, how are you liking sitting in the top right today?
I enjoy it.
Top right's a good spot.
I'm feeling just a little bit dizzy, though.
Oh, well, hold on tight. There's a small possibility that Mike O'Mara has a drinking problem. The last time he had a physical, the doctor told him his blood type was blank. Don
are
is
you in? Buzz?
Joe is in.
I'm in.
Where are you, Mike? You in?
All right, Jay. His blood type was?
J for Jameson's.
J. Yeah, the blood type of J.
Uh-huh.
J A. Do you have blood type J, Don?
No, Rob, and it actually has nothing to do with alcohol.
Really?
Mike's blood type is gravy.
No. Not a match.
Gravy.
Mike, what is your blood type?
I said the truth. Yes. I didn't feel there was a need for a joke here.
Sure.
But, my blood type was clean and sober. Okay, laugh if you will, gentlemen.
No picture.
Well, that's fine.
No photo.
Yeah, sorry, Joe. Simply a funny answer.
That's all. That's all that's required. Joe?
I said it was 90 proof.
90 proof. Not a match. We are looking for Jay. Buzz.
I had 80 proof.
80 proof.
Not funny.
No. Not after 90 proof. No.
90 is so much funnier than 80. You two should switch spots.
Yeah.
All right, Scott, your chance to charge ahead. Here is your clue. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Paris Hilton is getting ready to spend some time in jail, and to prepare, she's only bringing the things that she absolutely needs. The real necessities, a toothbrush, toothpaste, and her blank. Paris Hilton going to jail. Only the necessary. Toothpaste, toothbrush, and blank. Don't answer yet, Scott. Don is in.
I'm in.
I don't know.
Mike is thinking.
I'm in.
I'm not sure Joe is awake.
Buzz
is thinking.
Buzz is in.
I'm in.
Okay.
Buzz is in. We're just waiting. Well, right now we're waiting on the We're waiting on the Artinger twins.
The Fiddlers too.
I'm in. Mike and his protege.
Mike and his intern.
Mike and his prodigy.
I'm in.
All right. Paris Hilton going to
Mike
jail.
Mike and his legacy.
Scott, you've heard about this Paris Hilton, right?
I'm sponsoring Joe.
She's bringing to jail, mentoring him. Toothbrush, toothpaste, and what?
I got to go with the prison classic, I guess. Soap on a rope.
Soap on a rope.
Soap on a rope.
Oh, hold me back lest I start laughing.
Mm-hmm.
Don, do you have soap on a rope?
No, it's not a match. I said she would bring her douche.
Oh, yeah.
Well spelled, dude.
D-O-U-C-H-E.
I love that word, douche.
It's a good word.
It is. Your douche bag.
Mike, what say you?
I said she'd bring her very, very expensive jean brush.
Oh, yeah. A gift from her mother, Kathy Hilton.
Camel hair.
Hey, I get it. How about you, Joe?
I said she'd bring her money.
Money? That would help out, but not a match. Oh,
they're singing Joe.
Hey, that's my legacy.
They came in on a bus. How about you, Buzz?
I said she's bringing her webcam.
Oh, webcam. No, no match.
Oh.
Wow, and it's a tie game, 0-0. Scott, your honor, A or B?
We'll go with A.
A, and here's one that features me. Here's your clue. Our own Rob Spiewak just moved into a new house. True. Shut up. And he'd love everyone to come by and visit. Mm. And if you can't, if you come by, you can't miss Rob's place. It's the one with the big blank in the front yard.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Right.
Don is in.
I'm in. I'm in.
Mike is in. Buzz is in. Joe is stewing. Me, Rob Spiewak, I just moved into a new house and would love if you all could come to visit. Can't miss my place. It's the one with the big blank in the front yard. Don't answer yet, Scott. Joe is in. Panel is right. All right, now's your chance to answer, Scott.
Incidentally, you asked for a funny answer, Don. I may have my funniest answer today.
Does it have a picture?
No.
That's good. Mm-hmm. Good. Self-control. Scott, Rob Spiewak's house. That's me in the third person. What do I have in the front yard?
Fiery cross.
A fiery cross.
Oh.
Ah, how about that? Don, do you have a flaming cross?
No, I don't. It's close. I draw a picture for you, Mike.
Okay, very good.
Rob has the crooked cross Nazi flag.
No picture of Rob as Hitler.
All right, set it up for me again, Rob.
Not a match. Rob Spiewak just moved into a new house, and you can't miss Rob's place. It's the one with the big blank in the front yard.
The big sore anus.
Thank you.
Not a match. I really should put a drop cloth on that. Joe, did you match?
I had glazed donut.
Glazed donut. No, not a match. But thanks.
The crickets are listening.
The boy likes food.
I do like donuts. Buzz.
Another match from Buzz. I said Burning Cross.
There you go.
Burning Cross.
Wow,
Buzz, the listener's friend.
Wow.
All right, Jay, this
and
is your...
Fuego.
I'm sorry?
Buzz is in Fuego.
He is.
You are retardo.
All right, your chance to surge ahead here, Jay, or at least tie. Today marks the 30th anniversary of the release of the movie Star Wars. Mm-hmm. Do you know this?
I do.
This is true. Rabid fans of the sci-fi classic will mark the occasion by... Rabid fans of the sci-fi classic will mark the occasion by getting together in Los Angeles to blank for the first time. Star Wars fans celebrating the anniversary of Star Wars by going to Los Angeles.
I'm in.
To blank for the very first time. Jay, don't answer yet.
I'm in.
Who doesn't love Star Wars? I mean, this is a good movie.
Sure.
I'm in.
Final match. This will be the last question on the board and determine who goes to Big Money Super Match. So there's some pressure here, Jay.
All right.
And panel is right. Jay, yep. What's your answer? Big, big Star Wars convention. Lots of fans meeting in L.A. to blank for the first time. What did you say?
I'm going to have to say Score with Nerds.
Score with Nerds. For the very first time. Don, do you have Score with Nerds?
No. I said they would swap their dental retainers.
Oh, for the very first time. Not a match. No, Mike,
I
nerds?
Said for the first time, they're all going to get together and bathe.
Oh, hideous. You smell like a Wookiee. How about you, Joe?
I don't know. It was a match. I said get laid.
What did the guy say?
Score with nerds.
Yeah.
That's a match?
But yes, that's a match.
All right, your chance to win here, Buzz.
I said sword fight.
No. We have a tie, so Mike, I need you to flip a coin. Uh-huh. Scott, call it in the air. Go.
Heads.
What do we
what
got?
Is it, Mike?
Heads it is.
All right, Scott, congratulations. You are going to Big Money Super Final Double Match.
Mike, you should know that Scott is from Sacramento and Jay is from Wichita. You want to read?
Does that look like it's a head or a tail?
Oh, tail, Mike.
I blew it again. I can't read this coin. It's tails.
Mike, Scott, we're sorry.
Jesus, my mistake.
We have to say goodbye to you now, Scott, but don't worry. We have lovely parting gifts that will be determined at a later date.
Thanks,
bye,
Mike.
Scott.
Hold on, Scott.
Jay, congratulations. You are going to Supermatch.
Yeah,
the big money final. You've already won $100, Jay, and no one can take that away from you. What say you?
Not even Scott the Stain. That's great.
Mm-hmm. That's terrific. All right. I need you to pick a celebrity to play with. Try to pick a celebrity that you think like.
I would like to play with Wichita Buzz.
Wichita Buzz. Buzz, right, have you ever played Big Money Supermatch?
Yes, I have.
Well,
I'm
then you know how it works.
Yes, I do.
We will read the clue. Buzz will lock in his answer, and then the other celebrities will offer clues or suggestions. You're free to take one if you like.
Mm-hmm.
Buzz.
Yes.
Match this.
All he's right. all about the rules, isn't he?
He is.
At this point?
He's flying through those rules.
Can you picture being his kid trying to play like Candyland?
No.
No, the rules specifically say you do not go over the Neapolitan ice cream.
You don't understand. Your plastic piece has to be in the upper right-hand corner of your daddy. The Parker brothers worked very hard on putting this game
That's
together.
Right.
Let's honor them. All right, Buzz, lock in without revealing your answer.
All right.
Blank table.
All right.
Blank table.
I'm in.
Now, Don and Mike and Joe will also be able to offer suggestions to our winner, Jay.
All right. Buzz is in. Everybody else got their stuff ready to give us some hints.
All right. Buzz, you're locked in?
Yes, I am.
All right, Jay. First, we go to Don with a suggestion. Don, how would you complete blank table?
Coffee table.
Coffee table.
Coffee table.
Mike?
I would say dinner table.
Dinner table? Mm-hmm. Also good. Joe?
I would say water table. It's underground.
Understood.
The water table.
Oh, yeah. Hey, hey.
Joe. But without the water table, you'd all go thirsty. Hi, Joe.
He's proud of himself.
Isn't the water table what could eventually get rid of Sacramento?
Yes.
Yeah, I thought so.
It's a good
right.
Scott might want to listen to that. All right. I need your answer, Jay. Don suggested coffee. Mike said dinner. Joe said water. You can go with one of those or go out on your own. Blank table. What do you say?
You guys, I didn't hear any of that.
Not a word?
Okay.
Then just fill in blank table.
Coffee table.
Coffee table.
Coffee
All right,
table.
Jay, you have $100, and if you match Buzz, you will double that. What do you say, Buzz?
I said coffee table.
Coffee table.
He's a big winner.
Yes, excellent.
Winner.
Congratulations, Jay from Wichita. You're $200 richer, and you'll win that in Silver Surfer quarters. You must be thrilled. What do you say?
Memorial Day with Silver Surfer, baby.
Yay. All right, Jay, well, we thank you for listening to the show at Wichita. The stations there are KFH, FM, and AM, and we thank them for their patronage. Thank you, Jay.
Thanks, guys. I enjoyed playing.
Thank you.
Bye, Jay.
Good job. Thank you, Stars.
Yeah, thank you, Rob.
Oh, it's always a pleasure. We'll see you next time on Match Game 2007.
Okay.
Thank you.
Game is recorded live on tape at Television City, Los Angeles, California.
Right.
Portions not affecting the outcome of today's game have been edited prior to telecast. Match Game 2007 is a Mark Goodson, Bill Todman television production. Stay tuned for Gambit on most of these CBS stations.
Still my favorite part right there at the end.
Yep. I like it too.
Portions that have not affected the game. I love that part. I do.
Yeah, boy.
Sure, boy.
Yeah, boy.
That's a good match game, boy.
Wow, boy.
Oh, British Joe, thank you for your time.
Thanks, mate. Tally-ho.
Get out of here.
Bye, Joe.
Bye, Mike.
Take care. Thanks for laughing at my pictures.
See you, Mick.
Mick. That's right, Mick Foley.
Mick Harp.
Mick Harp.
Mick Jagger.
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
Mick Foley.
Mick, Mick.
Hey,
McDonald.
John McTee.
No, I'm king of the mix.
McDonald.
Well, that's actually not historically accurate.
We're playing the Mick game, though.
Yes, you're king of the mix.
McNugget.
McMahon.
It's M-I-C-K, not the M-C game.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Mick. Key Mouse.
Do you notice there's a particular energy that lingers because he's staying?
I know. Leave, Joe, please.
All right, then.
Go back to your dungeon.
Buzz?
Yes.
Hi there, Buzz.
Hi. Hi, everybody. This is the news.
Hey there, boy. Let's take a load off and listen to the news as Mike rubs his temples after spending an hour with his prodigy, Joe.
My legacy.
Legacy. We'll be right back with Buzz's news.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Armed with only their wits and their guns, Don and Mike.
I carry a gun everywhere I go.
Exactly. Who are you?
I'm Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC.
What is it you want with me?
Are you thinking you might want to have sex with me?
I might.
I'll make it feel really good for you, hon.
What do you like?
I like rape.
Oh, my. How about you, Larry?
Why do you favor rape?
I don't know. Why are you such a hump? I guess the question is, why do you have to be such a hump?
Right.
You will never find the more wretched hive of scum and villainy.
Well, welcome to the show.
That's a good one.
Happy Memorial Day.
If it's human waste, save some for me.
Yeah. Aren't Rob's kids great?
They are.
They're adorable.
Beautiful kids.
Rob is here with his kids and... the lovely Mrs. Uh-huh.
She seems to have a little laryngitis.
Ooh, poor Carrie.
Yes, she does.
Anyway, your kids could not be more beautiful.
Yeah.
I like them quite a bit.
They come running in here with their arms open. You know,
yeah, I saw that.
Please take me somewhere else.
Help us.
Free me. We're tired of fetching green bottles for Daddy. Anyway, where you can bring your kids in later?
Yeah, we'll get to the last break.
Yeah, okay, we'll parade them out here in a couple of seconds. Now, here's Buzz. He's Barron. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
I take it back. He has cats.
Yeah. As President Bush stood yesterday in the Rose Garden, he never promised us. An innocent sparrow.
Let me say this, though.
Yes?
I believe Barron by choice.
Hey, that's a major step. You've never said that before.
I'm tossing him a bone. A holiday weekend.
A bone.
Thank you.
Can I take counterpoint?
That I have no trouble with.
I think he's not potent.
Buzz, what's the deal on that?
Whether I'm potent or not?
I love it when you react. I love it when you spontaneously react to a real personal question.
I don't believe I don't believe it's genetic.
My mind was on the other thing. I don't know. We'll never find out.
Fire blanks, though, right?
I don't believe so, but we've never actually had a chance to prove that. I'd need an active target, I guess.
Wow. Oh my! Well, you have yourself a nice weekend.
You asked. That's the answer.
You didn't have the answer.
You know,
you didn't have the answer like that.
You have a fine weekend.
I just wanted to do the news.
I know. Well, you tell her that.
I believe you just made some news.
Indeed, he did.
We'll find out.
The password for today's show is active target.
I'm gonna need.
You know, I kind of believe he's bald because he's got balls. He's got big balls. He does stuff like that on the radio.
He does. Yeah.
Unless you know your wife's not listening.
Mm-hmm. Well, either way, I mean, if my mate were to take protective measures, for example, if my wife were to take protective measures, then we still wouldn't know. That's why I would need an active target. I don't think that's insulting.
Or an act of God. I just like kidding because even this, I forgot to mention this on this past Mother's Day weekend.
Yes.
I know that Janet was on the phone. Janet and Marcia had become really good friends.
Good.
Mm-hmm. And, I know that Janet came in and said, oh, do you know the cutest thing? I said, what? She said, I was just talking to Marcia, and do you know that Buzz actually got her a Mother's Day card from the kittens? And, like, he writes, Happy Mommy's Day. And I said, oh, yeah, you know, we've busted his balls, for 10 years.
Yeah, the cats send a Mother's Day card.
Always.
Yeah, very nice.
Closest we're going to get.
Very nice, Buzz.
Yeah.
Very clever, Buzz.
I try, you know, with what I have.
We love you, Buzz.
Well, I know that, and I appreciate that.
We love you. Many ways we envy you. Those of us with grown children, those of us with children that are not quite grown and...
Severe responsibilities.
It is a lot of work.
Even those with the wonderful, beautiful young children in here.
Yes, mm-hmm. I know.
You know, we all envy you in some way.
you're
kind of free, Buzz.
That's my consolation.
Mm-hmm. No responsibility.
Thank you for that.
But then again, when we're blowing the spit bubbles and, you know, we have that wonderful project
we'll,
by
we'll have
side.
Our children to wipe us.
That's true. That's true.
Buzz will have to wipe himself.
I'll hire attractive nurses.
Unless your cats wipe you.
That'll leave a mark. Unless they're declawed.
Yes. Well, let's get to the business at hand, Buzz.
Okay.
Speaking of wiping.
Yeah.
Business at hand.
He was doing some wiping yesterday. I saw this news conference live. I know what he's talking about here.
Oh, yeah, the president was.
Yeah,
sure
was.
Oh, Bush, right, okay.
If you don't like what we tell you to believe in, we'll kill you.
There he was in the Rose Garden we were never promised, and an innocent sparrow summed it up for many by crapping on Mr. Bush's left sleeve. Bush was just talking about the confidence he's got in Alberto Gonzalez, who runs the Injustice Department. And then splat, the president brushed it off, as he does with most negative feedback. But a deputy White House press secretary proved it's all in the spin. Quoting her, everyone knows that's a sign of good luck. The administration didn't...
Hey, hold on.
What? Where'd that come from?
Yeah, right.
What book is that in?
What planet...
Ah!
What planet is that from?
Some people, your glass half full people, believe that if a bird does that to you, that it's a good luck. That it's a good luck omen if you get hooped on
right.
by a bird.
Same people say it's even better luck if your mouth happens to be open at the time.
Well, I'd like to offer up a statistic. I was on a boat one time with my dad.
Yeah.
We were coming back from a fishing trip, and a seagull actually pooped right on top of his head.
And
he's dead now.
All right.
A lesson for
Happy
us all.
Memorial Day weekend, everyone.
Wow, how lucky is that?
Yeah, really.
Ask yourself.
I mean, of course, it was many years later that he passed away. But I mean,
still,
hey, you know, come
is
on.
Is he with us, Mike?
No, he's not, Don. No,
thank you.
There's really only one person who could answer this.
Mm-hmm.
I'll get Pixie on the phone.
Pixie.
That's true.
Pixie.
The administration didn't set a timetable for when the good luck might take effect. We may need to give it several more months to work. And it's about time that kids were held accountable for the damage they do.
Here.
This time of year especially, teenage hoodlums wreck havoc on their high schools with senior
friends. If you don't have education, then you can't hardly get a job.
That's right. But Maggie Collins of Wilson High in Portland, Oregon, took the senior prank too far.
Maggie. Stinky McStink Face!
She helped plant $600 worth of marigolds in the shape of a peace sign on school property. And then she talked about it on the local TV news. Now Maggie's feet are being held to the fire. She's been told she cannot take part in the commencement 1 week from today unless and until she pays $1,000 to have the school's landscape restored to its original blandness. Quoting Maggie's mom, a lot of parents and teachers said they like it and want it to stay. A call for peace is something a lot of people agree with.
Why don't some people in their VW vans and their tie-dye shirts just pay the fine for the young lad?
Exactly. In fact, they probably will because it's created a huge storm where she lives.
Find some tree huggers out there to help the little girl out.
Stinky McStink Face.
And with a great harumph, your elected lawmakers yesterday voted to protect you from gasoline price gouging. There's the harumph now. Their plan would make price gouging from big oil down to your neighborhood gas station a federal crime, complete with huge fines and jail time. Do you feel protected now?
Yeah.
Supporters of the plan say it's a first step in fighting higher gas prices.
I hate that, a first step.
Critics say the bill's all bark and no bite. Aging white businessmen grumble that it will lead to frivolous lawsuits. It doesn't much matter. The president, of course, says he'll veto the plan, and Congress is apparently too spineless to override him.
What, Chewy?
Right. Today's show brought to you.
It is the anniversary.
Today's show brought to you by George Lucas.
A lot of guys.
I think you heard in Bart just mentioned, don't gloss over that.
That's right, 30 years.
It was 30 years ago today.
A significant date it is.
Star Wars, the Cantina Bar, the song, how it changed our lives.
Right. Mos Eisley on Tatooine.
Ooh, lightsaber. They are sword fighting.
Pictures I will draw.
A lot of celebrating this weekend.
That's right.
Star Wars 30th anniversary. Started in the 70s with those lightsaber things. George Lucas has run out of ways to remarket his franchise unless he brings it back one more time in IMAX 3D.
Thank you.
I love that man. Bob Dylan is his name. Maybe you've heard of him. His real name is something Zimmerman.
Bob Zimmerman.
Right. And I believe he's a star of tomorrow today.
What a poet.
He writes all of these parody songs for us. They're beautiful.
Mm-hmm. A lot of gas station owners, meanwhile, are deciding there's one thing they don't want to sell.
What?
Gasoline. After 20 years of running a station in Brookfield, Wisconsin, Jeff Curo has taken gas off the menu. The last straw came last week when Shell started charging Jeff $3.44 a gallon while his competition was selling gas for $3.47. That means Jeff stood to make a whopping 3 cents a gallon, and that's only if the customer paid cash. Jeff blames the credit card companies for his demise as much as he blames Shell. Banks and credit card companies get 2.75% profit on every gallon of gasoline sold.
What do you guys think?
I would much rather have gone with Master Luke than stay here with you.
Okay. So rising gas prices aren't just a windfall for Big Oil or Chewbacca. They're a windfall for banks and other credit companies.
Uh-huh. Are, hey? are they buzzed?
Here's your hard-hitting journal. A report from...
What the?
A report from ABC's 2020.
What, R2?
Quiet, R2.
R2.
2020 says people cannot tell the difference between good vodka and cheap vodka if you mix it with juice or soda.
Hank's Look Around Cafe.
Hey, don't let my secret out.
The 2020 taste test shows that people could not tell Grey Goose from even the cheapest vodka when served in a screwdriver or Long Island iced tea.
B.S.
I agree with you. I don't agree with this study.
These taste things in my mouth,
mm-hmm.
These buds. Sensors,
your buds.
Yes, they know the difference.
You don't think the fruit cuts it?
No, there's a really, Grey Goose is the smoothest.
I agree.
My God, if you can't get drunk on one glass of Grey Goose, friend, you can't get drunk.
That's right.
Friend, put that in the hat.
There it is.
Let us put that on the sides of buses.
I'd like to see your picture in like GQ magazine, you know, with you. Friends,
if you can't
friends singular. Friend, if you can't get drunk on one glass and just have you just put the picture looking in the camera going, yeah.
Forget it then, friend.
Friend.
Responsibly.
Dude, did someone say bud?
Yes, we did. This study showed that most people don't even like Grey Goose when it's served straight or in a vodka martini. Most people in the taste test thought it burned. Silly people. Smirnoff is the top seller in the U.S., followed by Absolut and Stoli. Absolut Citron is the favorite flavored vodka in the U.S. Worldwide, Stoli's number one, followed by Smirnoff.
Those are good, too. Don't get me wrong. Those,
oh, they're fine.
Those are good. The difference is you get a bottle of Absolut, it's about $25.
Mm-hmm.
Get a bottle of Grey Goose, like $35.
Right.
You know, it's really good, and it's kind of an unsung hero, Bowman's vodka.
They use...
Always like to give them a plug.
Very cheapest in here.
Because it comes in that great plastic jug.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Bowman's and also Pop-Off.
They use the...
P-O-P-O-V.
I know the brand.
My mom drinks that, I swear to God.
So is Big Frida.
And it's what she prefers.
And it comes in that big, gigantic thing that's got the handle on the side of it.
She'll be drinking it this weekend.
The big alcoholic sign.
Jug.
Pop-Off.
$4 a gallon. It's like buying gasoline.
And it will also take paint off anything.
Oh, yeah.
If you got like a home remodeling project. Got
to do the bottom of your boat.
Uh-huh.
Nice. A gallon of Pop-Off.
Ask for it by name.
Great for removing glue. They even use the Rite Aid drugstore brand vodka in this taste test on 2020.
A buddy of mine down in Florida where they sell this.
I have never heard of Rite Aid vodka.
There is Kirkland vodka. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's true or
delicious.
Not, but he said they sell it.
But that Sam Club vodka? Or
no, that would be Costco vodka.
Costco vodka, so they make it in the same place where they make Grey Goose, and he said it actually tastes better.
I bet it's excellent.
You know, that almost sounds to me like someone saying, this cigar is as good as the cigar that you like from the Dominican Republic.
But would you give it a try if they had it up here and
Costco
you went to
vodka?
Costco?
Sure.
Sure. Because it's a pretty good deal.
Unfortunately, you have to buy it in a 12-gallon bottle.
Yeah, right next to the peanut butter.
I would try vodka from an AIDS clinic. I mean, I like vodka.
You like vodka, yeah.
I don't care what
use that
from.
In the ad, too.
Are they doing that now?
In other good news for bar owners, a new report says that now that smoking has been banned in many bars, liquor sales are up.
Hank's Look Around Cafe.
Oh, good. I needed some good news.
The part of our government that works so hard on losing its war on marijuana is coming under increasing pressure to back off. A federal judge appointed by the Justice Department has recommended that the DEA let the Food and Drug Administration research medical marijuana. Over the last 40 years, the DEA has allowed only itself to study medical uses for the plant. The DEA is sort of biased on the subject. It arrests some of the 800,000 Americans busted every year on marijuana charges. The DEA is afraid that if the FDA really looks at it, medical marijuana will become legally available in pharmacies as a prescription drug. And private companies licensed by the FDA could also research it the same way they've already researched cocaine, ecstasy, and LSD.
Every day he's like a clock, isn't he? He's like a grandfather clock.
drug news.
It's amazing.
Just telling me what I read in the Post.
The closet never needs wine.
And I really think because his high friends listen at this particular time, it's like it right the same time every day.
Uh-huh. Cannabis news on the 9th.
Right. It's 420 somewhere. This, of course, will lead to the end of life as we know it. Never mind that marijuana has proven an effective drug for cancer patients, glaucoma sufferers, AIDS patients, and more. Thanks to the judge's ruling, scientists and medical researchers have started pressuring the DEA to let them grow their own.
If someone's got to give me a hand with this, my kid was telling me he was watching a game show. I don't know what the game... Oh, I know. We're talking about Bob Barker. Okay. He said that a couple of weeks ago, some stoner, he identified him as a stoner, mm-hmm. got on stage, mm-hmm. and every price that he bid was $420, and he would say...
$420, Bob!
That's great.
I'd love to see that. It's got to be on YouTube somewhere.
And then he said one of the times the kid won. But it, sure. like three times in a row, they said like $1,800, $2,200.
$420, Bob!
I got to see that.
I know there's a lot of people out there that think medical marijuana is bad. All I would say is this. It helped me get my appetite back. Thank you.
You must have smoked a lot.
I smoked it all.
There's his sticky bud joke.
There's been an explosion of breast implants in this country. Let me rephrase that when we come back.
Wow. What does that say about Carrie?
Oh, poor Carrie.
She has beautiful breast implants.
Ooh, poor Carrie.
Four more payments.
You ripped them out. You ripped them
out.
Oh,
what a horrible thing to say.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm taking us terribly off the deep end.
Yes.
I'll just get away Friday, haven't I?
With you.
Rip them out. I paid for them. I'll take them back. These are going back to Costco.
Kirkland implants.
Yeah, that's right. You got a Kirkland implants.
Kirkland implants.
The weird thing is, they come in a
3-pack.
That is odd. It's either three or you had to buy 100 of them.
100, that's right.
100 implants.
Three, in case two go wrong.
Stand by,
Rip
Lev.
Them out.
More buzz coming right up.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
A couple of mouth breathing Johnny.
Hi there.
Don and Mike.
Well, everybody.
It's almost over.
This show is almost over.
Almost.
Hip, hip, hooray, shoo-hee.
Right, right. I hope you have a good, safe weekend. Check out our website, DonandMikeWebsite.com. Yanni just told me that our webmaster, Craig, in fact, located the tape of the kid on The Price is Right where he just bids $420 for every single item.
That is fantastic.
So I believe we'll have the link on the front page of the website.
Wonderful.
And now Rob's going to bring his
good
kids
job.
In.
His children.
Here they are.
Oh, the Spiewak children.
This is great.
Come on, you guys. Robert, you want to come in? Julia?
Julia, no problem with her, I'm sure.
Julia, you want to get up here?
What do you want to say, baby?
I just wanted to say hello. And we just recently moved.
Yes, you did.
That's true.
And we're going to the beach tonight. We're going fishing and clamming.
Come on in, Robert.
Come on in.
You want to come in?
No, you don't want to?
Okay. That's my brother in the background.
That is your brother in the background. Very good. That's good. Are you excited about going to the beach this weekend?
Yeah.
Yeah. Good for you.
How old are you, Julia?
I'm six.
Who's the smartest sixth grader I know?
6 year old.
6 year old. Who's the smartest sixth grader?
Me.
Yes, you.
See, she understood.
Yeah.
She's smart.
She understands.
She's smart as a whip.
Do you like that Robert's not coming in and it's just you?
I don't know.
Oh, I don't know.
I think maybe she likes
it. I think that's a yes.
Yeah, I do.
You do.
I do.
All right, and now she's going to sing and dance.
Oh, good.
No, no, not. No,
is there a, is that, what song will you be singing for us, Julia?
Hey, nothing by nothing.
Hey, Julia, who's your best friend? You want to say hi to your best friend?
She doesn't know this channel, Jeff. I want to say hi to my friend Simona.
Simona?
She came over today, right?
Yeah.
Yeah? What'd you do with her?
We took some bread and we put it and we ripped it apart and for the birds, and you made a little nest for it.
Oh, nice.
And I don't know if ants are getting to it or it's all gone by the birds. I don't know.
We'll have to check on
that. A good thought.
What's your daddy's favorite game show, honey?
I don't know. Well, Match Game, probably.
Match Game, probably. Here's an easy one. Who's your dad's favorite singer?
Elvis.
Elvis. What's your dad's favorite Elvis song, do you think?
I don't know.
But you have a favorite.
What's your favorite Elvis song?
I forgot. forgot the name.
Oh, I think you probably could think of it.
Humabar.
She's thinking.
Come on, Daddy. Help your state child along.
Get her started.
You ain't nothing but a...
Love?
No, not a love.
Roof, roof. Dog. Hound dog?
Yeah.
Hound dog.
Hound dog.
You like that one?
Yeah.
Have you heard the tape that we play about your mom?
No.
Ooh, poor Carrie.
Did you put the headphones on? Want to listen to this? Listen to this now, honey.
Ooh, poor Carrie.
You know why it says that, honey?
I don't know.
Because she's married to your daddy.
Ah, that's a joke. Does mommy cry a lot?
No.
That's good.
No. I don't actually get it.
You don't get it.
Yeah, okay, that's
maybe Daddy, on the way down to the beach, maybe Daddy can explain it to you.
Sooner or later, you'll understand it very well.
I'm sure you know.
I probably won't be listening to it because I have my Nintendo DS with me.
Oh, that's a nice. That is a nice thing to have for a long trip.
Mm-hmm.
Smarty pants.
Do you play the puppy dog game on that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's a popular game, isn't it?
Yeah. After, one, I forgot what it was called. It's like...
The brain game?
No, it's not Brain Age.
What's your puppy dog's name? Have you named it?
Chloe.
Oh, good name.
Very good.
And I didn't know it was a he, but it's a he. Actually.
That's all right.
How unfortunate that you would name a boy Chloe.
Well, I didn't know.
I know. All right, sweetie, any closing thoughts?
The gentle words of a father. Any closing thoughts? Like Larry King.
Larry.
We hit with Santa Claus.
Well, I wanted to say hello, everybody that's out there listening.
You know.
Yeah.
You know what?
What?
I love you. Very proud of you. You did a good job.
She sure did.
Now, can you throw it to Buzz? Do you know what that means?
No.
Okay, here's Buzz with the news.
Here's Buzz with the news. Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Love you, Julia. Good job, honey.
Couldn't be more charming.
Good job. How could you possibly be Rob's child?
It's a miracle.
It really is. Look at how beautiful and smart she is.
That's what the courts are looking into.
You know something? It
should have an answer by Monday.
You know, it's such a miracle. If she keeps this up, they're going to be pilgrims at your house. And I'm not kind of, you know, the Miles Standish kind. I'm talking about, you know.
Oh, yeah, like a pilgrimage. Kind,
yeah, right. Coming in wheelchairs and stuff.
Well,
like
I'm not feeding them.
What is the boy not coming in to say hi? He's shy.
Let me see what I can do.
A little shy. Hi there, Buzz.
Hi, Donna Mike.
Hi there.
Hi. Should I continue? Because this is adult material.
Don't worry about it.
Just want to make sure. There has been an explosion of breast implants in this country, and by that I mean that since they started keeping track in 1997, the number of American women getting fake ones has inflated by 379%.
Poor Carrie.
That's right, Rob ripped them out.
The members of the American Society of Plastic Surgeons say they expect they'll see another 25% increase this year. A lot of this has to do with the fact that the implants had to be changed like any good set of tires. The first one, silicone, felt great but turned deadly when they started leaking.
Deadly.
The second generation of fun bags were filled with salt water, but they were safer but felt as unnatural as they looked. Now, silicone the next generation. They're back, they're safe, and they're squeezably soft.
Ah, what glorious goo.
And police in Fort Collins, Colorado are asking co-eds, are these your panties? There's been a, pardon the expression, rash of underwear thefts in Fort Collins lately.
You said rash.
I love these stories.
Mostly they were stolen from laundry rooms located near Colorado State University. Police have now photographed individually 1,300 pairs of panties they seized in a raid to be used as evidence against the 43-year-old they arrested. Women are being invited to look at the stolen panties to see if they're theirs. The women can then get back their wayward panties. The prosecutors will always have the photographs.
I know. Buzz, what the hell did you have a panty store?
You know, you got to give Buzz credit. He took down all the P-O-R-N.
That's true, because I knew women and children were coming.
Computer. Thank you,
yeah,
Buzz.
Yeah,
and the good picture of Sonny Lane.
Uh-huh.
Now it's back to Rudy Martsky out there.
He's still at that panty store.
That's all right.
I could kill him.
And you know, everything was fine until you said that, because Julia doesn't have headphones. She didn't hear it.
Just say underpants, Buzz.
That's right. Underpants.
Skivvies.
Oh, now I've done it, too.
You're no better than him.
I know. What's wrong with me?
More and more people are using the sleepwalking defense. And I don't know. I'm embarrassed. I don't know if I can do this with a little girl in the room.
Why? She has
all right. Okay.
Julia, can you even hear what Buzz is saying?
Good. All right. Then I feel better.
Don't shake your head.
No! Say no.
No!
All right, then I'll proceed.
Okay.
Lawyers can find doctors who will tell juries about documented cases of people not only walking in their sleep, but cooking, driving, and having sex, all without ever waking up. But will the sleepwalking...
Why'd you have to have that last part?
You see,
Julia.
No, Don.
Don't you dare.
Does your daddy ever walk in his sleep?
Yes.
Really?
Every day when he's here.
Do you know that? That's probably how you were born.
But never, I never reached my target heart rate. That's
probably how you were created.
Oh, dear. Let's move on.
Let's do...
We're talking about people using the sleepwalking defense for all kinds of things.
One sleepy night 6 years ago.
doctors will testify that such a thing exists, but will the sleepwalking defense work in the case of Scott Axelberg of Paulding County, Georgia?
Axelberg?
He says he does not remember putting his hand in the pants of his 16-year-old babysitter.
Oh, dear.
The babysitter says she awoke and there he was. But she also tells police that after that, nothing happened.
What about the vagina?
She says he just buttoned his shorts and left the room.
Man, what would Pixie say about that?
Why don't we ever get this case for jury duty? And finally, this is appropriate for tonight, I think. Now we're into some appropriate material.
Okay.
Good.
Finally, Eight Tibetan monks are traveling the U.S.
Three Canadian hunters.
I thought of that. Eight Tibetan monks are traveling the U.S., making the most beautiful displays. They meticulously pour sand into a complex pattern on the floor in some public place. The design is called a mandala. It's an expression of their Buddhist faith. The other day, the monks spent 7 hours doing this intricate work at Union Station, Kansas City. Their work half done, they called it a day. They'd return the next day and finish the project. The security camera shows it was a little boy who crawled under the velvet rope and began dancing in the sand.
Oh, boy.
He'd apparently gotten away from his mother, had gone to the Union Station post office. The security camera shows her yanking him out of the sand and scurrying out of camera range.
Oh, no!
Yeah, the odds of ever finding either of them slim to none.
Pixie!
No problem, say the monks through an interpreter. Quoting one, we have 3 days more, so we will have to work harder. They're traveling the country to raise money to rebuild their monastery, which was destroyed. I don't know how it was destroyed, but I'm going to guess children. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Curmudgeon.
That's just as hurtful as your other material. I'm sorry. We got to fly. Have a very safe weekend, everybody. We'll be back on Tuesday. Love you, Trina. Love you, Barton. Love you, Amy. We'll see you then. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Be careful out there.
I will.
Wear your helmet.
I will, absolutely.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
And you, Father of the Year.
Real quick, say hi to Anya.
Hi, Anya's dad. I know that you're listening.
Way to go quick. I got to go. I got to find an active target.
Active target.
This is the Don and Mike Show.